Welcome back, Bud Light Port Paradise.
Here we go. Bud Light Port Paradise, with two cruise ships, 4,000 shipments, and one private island concert. Find out how to get on board at facebook.com/Bud Light. Here we go.
And that was just the first night.
A little relief from the heat today. About half the states that had heat advisories 24 hours ago don't have any now. It's still super hot, though, in the South and in Texas, where the heat index in Dallas will hit 105 today. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke gives his economic report to Congress today, something he does twice a year. A few weeks ago, Bernanke said the economy should pick up later this year, but that was before the latest bad jobs reports. Still, Robert Bruska with Fact and Opinion Economics does not expect Bernanke to change his tune.
If he starts to be concerned in any way about the economy, then it'll be incumbent on him to try to suggest a policy option, and I don't think the Fed really has anything they want to do right now.
The Fed already has said it does not plan any more quantitative easing to try to pump money into the economy. Why did the Casey Anthony jury acquit her? Elizabeth Ford says it's simple.
Obviously, it has not been proven that she's innocent, but it certainly hasn't been proven that she's guilty.
Ford was one of the jurors. She says she's gotten some angry letters and emails since the case ended, but she mostly just ignores them. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Perlman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
The chairman of the Oprah Winfrey Cable Channel, Oprah herself, had been leaving much of the day-to-day operation to CEO Christina Norman. But 4 months after the channel launched to badly struggling ratings, Norman was fired. The OWN network has functioned with an interim CEO until now. A new chief has been named. You know her work. Meet new Oprah Winfrey Cable Channel CEO, Oprah Winfrey. A decade ago, Apple quickly moved from bit player in the computer business to major product maker thanks to the iPod. Now with the iPhone, iPad, revamped Mac, and all those accessories and apps, Apple can lay claim to another distinction, nation's hottest retailer. Analysis by USA Today finds Apple is by far the fastest growing major retailer in the nation, with sales up 80% in a single year. Stocks around the world recovering from a terrible Monday and Tuesday. Japan's Nikkei up 0.5%. Europe's markets near flat. S&P futures gaining 10. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Somewhere in America, a train rumbles through the night, past cities big and small. It carries a 150-foot blade for a wind turbine that will generate renewable energy for places along the way. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Named best in our business sector by the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for 2010. Visit siemens.com/answers.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce. Margins are thin. And what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. Software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A Sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? a Sage Business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Strong thunderstorms, damaging winds with some... President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States. Detroit, Michigan, embraced progressive policies and corrupt government and unions.
Essentially, the far left wants every captured terrorist to have the same rights all Americans.
According to Tony Trupiano, what the governor failed to reveal was the number of lost jobs from that one policy shift alone cost the state of Michigan over 10,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year.
Doing the right thing requires a dedication and commitment to looking beyond the headlines. It requires a level of excellence and unparalleled effort. It requires you to punch in. It requires First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. I am Tony Trupiano, and a happy Wednesday to all of you. I am off to Port Huron this evening to speak to the St. Clair Democratic Club, and looking forward to that. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the show today. We have a lot to get to. Debt ceiling, the two operative words as we work our way through the show today. We will be visiting with Senator Debbie Stabenow a little bit later on in the program. We'll see what she has to say about the debt ceiling amongst a proposal that she has put together that would increase battery production, be an economic boon to the state of Michigan, and provide lots of needed jobs. It's actually a jobs program that government would create. How about that? And we'll get to that, including, as well as that, we're going to talk to a doctor that has been on a national tour. It's called madashelldoctors.com, and we're going to talk about single-payer health care today, Medicare and Medicaid, and all kinds of issues that matter to you as always. I do want to give out the toll-free number. We're more than happy to take your calls today. And we do have a lot of open line time built into the program, so we do want to hear from you as we did yesterday, which we appreciated. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. And the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. Hey, Jeff, I've got literally one, two, three, four different announcements to make today, and I'm beginning to think, because a lot of people are now reaching out to me and wanting me to let them know the different events that are going on, political events that are going around the area, and it's getting to the point where I think we're gonna have to start sitting aside a segment for announcements, kind of like when you were in school and they would when you were in homeroom and they do announcements
at the beginning of the day, right? Yeah. After the pledge.
The truth is, in order for me to do this properly, I really have to announce stuff multiple times a day, because not everybody's listening at the top of the show, or at the end of the show, for that matter. And I feel a responsibility and an obligation. I guess I can start posting this stuff to the website. That would be one way to do it. I feel some responsibility to doing that, making sure that people know what's going on, because they need to know what's going on. And we need to support the activism in our community. No question that is true.
It's nice to see people wanting to get involved.
It really is. I had a great conversation yesterday. In fact, I'm going to meet this woman tonight in Port Huron, which I'm really looking forward to going out there. They've promoted this quite heavily. I anticipate they're going to have a large crowd. So I may actually sit down and write a speech today. How about that?
Impressive.
Now, I generally go right off the cuff, but I don't know. This is going to be a lot of fun tonight. No question it's going to be a lot of fun. And how about the insanity over the debt ceiling over the last 24 hours? Since we left the show yesterday, It has been nonstop posturing. You know, you were like a maestro conductor in the control room this morning cutting audio. I mean, there's so much to choose from. I would imagine finding good stuff wasn't a problem today, huh?
Well, especially after the response, the Republican response to what had Obama said yesterday, or 2 days ago, I suppose now. Yeah, it was. It's incredible.
It
we're
is
having
incredible.
A lot of fun today.
Yeah, we are. Well, and unfortunately, fun at the on whose behest? That's the question. National League wins the All-Star game last night in a pretty lackluster game. I did watch about 30 minutes of it. The 30 minutes I watched wasn't good. I understand Miguel Cabrera has an injury and may keep him out of the lineup for a while.
Not good news. That's one thing you don't want to have happen at one of these events, I suppose.
Well, again, I don't know how serious it is, but it's said and over with. Certainly no stars from the Detroit Tigers in this year's All-Star game. Also, no embarrassment.
0-for-5.
So we'll just take it the way it is.
Did you see the covers of the New York papers, by the way?
No, I did not.
Captain Hookie is what they called Derek Jeter because he was actually photographer. He was pictures were taken of him and Minka Kelly in Miami just basically enjoying the vacation while this All-Star game was going on and the American League, of course, losing. Now, the Yankees have a stake in it. You know, they would like to see the American League win so that if the Yankees made it to the World Series, they would have home field advantage. Well, Derek Jeter bows out of the All-Star game and is down, you know, going around with his girlfriend in Miami on a vacation.
Well, where should he have gone?
I'm not saying any. I'm just saying that's where the New York fans are that crazy about their team that they think he should have been playing.
Well, you know, and would he have made a difference? The final score was, what, 5-1?
5-1, yep.
You know, maybe his bat would have mattered. Maybe it wouldn't have. Doesn't matter because he wasn't there. Again, I don't care. See, this is the kind of stuff, and I'm glad you said the front page of the New York papers and not the national papers. Because this would not be a national story unless, of course, you know, Sports Illustrated picks it up or something. And I understand that these guys... Listen, if I were dating Minka Kelly, I'd want to get away with her for 4 days, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, if my choice was to hang out with a bunch of dudes in a game that doesn't matter, or, I don't know, hang out with my hot girlfriend for 4 days in Miami doing the nasty all the time, I'm going to go with the latter. It's just me. And it's baseball, after all. It's not about world peace. Although, you know, Derek Jeter, not one of my favorite people. Just not, so.
Well, Bud Selig came out supporting Jeter and said he respects his decision, thinks he made the right decision, and he can understand why he did it. And if there's anyone, he can't think of anyone more he respects playing the game right now than Derek Jeter. I think maybe the thought behind that is he realized he didn't deserve to play in the All-Star game, having not played, you know, that well and been injured most of the first half. So he bowed out, and that gave Johnny Peralta a chance to play in the game, I think is where Bud Selig was going with this. But on the other side, most people just think he wanted to take the vacation with the hot girlfriend.
Well, and, you know, whatever. And how do you feel about Bud Selig's comments about Derek Jeter? Do you respect him as well?
I don't know if I'd go quite as far, but yeah, I can see why you would. I mean, Derek Jeter has meant a lot to the game, so I can see why you would respect him.
Now, you know, I guess I just have to ask, in general, you know, as a general work, let's just forget it's baseball for a moment, and it's work. It's just a job. And ultimately, that's what a baseball player is. It's their job. And so my question to you is, would you rather have him there out of obligation or out of choice? So, I mean, if he doesn't really want to be there, do you really want him there is my question.
The only fine line that you have to walk here is he was voted in by the fans, which means the fans wanted to see him there. And they voted him based on who he is, not what he's done this
absolutely.
First half of the season.
Absolutely, I get that.
So it's a dangerous precedent when your commissioner says, oh, I completely think that what an honorable decision it is to stick the middle finger up to the fans and say, well, I know you wanted me to, you know, to show up to this game, but I want to go on vacation. So, you know, it's a crazy. And the next guy who decides that he was voted in by the fans but doesn't want to play in the game, is Bud Selig going to stand up for him as well?
Now, that argument I buy. I buy that argument, Jeff. Now, I think that there's a lot of validity what you just said. Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, we get back to real baseball on Friday, is my understanding, so we'll look forward to that. Justin Verlander will start for the Detroit Tigers, who are half a game up of the Cleveland Indians in first place. in our division, and we have nothing but good things to look forward to, hopefully.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. So how was your how was the day yesterday? You had a day where, you know, for those people that don't know, and I don't mind promoting this, you do your own radio show in Ann Arbor on Mondays and Tuesdays, is it?
Yep, Mondays and Tuesdays.
From 4 to 6. Right?
Yep, from 4 to 6. Well, yesterday we went a little longer. We're on location, so.
Okay. And so if people want to listen to you, it's WTKA in Ann Arbor. And what's the, where are they on the dial? I don't know.
1050
on the dial. It's okay to promote this. I don't care. We're fine. You're being a little weird with me right now.
I'm seeing where this.
I'm not trying to put you in a weird spot or anything. I'm promoting the fact that you work hard. That's all I'm promoting.
Right. And it is. It's a long day. Tuesdays are really long, especially because after I get out of there, I go play softball with a bunch of guys that I've played, with for a couple of years now.
Do you sleep on Tuesday nights?
It very, very little.
I was going to say, so how much, literally, how much sleep did you get last night?
I think I fell asleep around 11:45 and woke up at
3:50. Okay, well, yeah, that's not a lot of sleep, but I went out last night, went out with Michael Gerson and his lovely girlfriend and with my wife.
How'd that go?
Had a really nice time. I know we're about to get to the break. I'll talk about this a little bit. We went to this great restaurant in downtown Detroit called Texas de Brazil. And it's a very unique concept, which I'll share with everybody on the other side of the break. But just had a wonderful time, and my only, we were sitting there talking, had a really nice evening. I mean, we really had a wonderful time. I can't say enough about the evening and the food. My concern is this beautiful place going to be able to make it down here? I mean, I wouldn't say they were busy last night. And they had a nice crowd, but it wasn't busy. And so, it's one of these things now that, when I tell you what it's all about and how good the food was, you'll understand why I'm worried that it won't last. So I'm really hoping that Metropolitan Detroit supports this place because it's amazing. All right, a quick break here. Again, 888-552-3595. We are going to be talking debt ceiling in this hour. There's no question that's true. If you want to ring up on that, feel free to do that. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning. We'll be back after we do this on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
So many of those who have made so much money recently produce very little wealth for others. They essentially pocket the money.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update. We're looking pretty good out there, as we usually do in the early hours. If you're on I-94 out near the airport, we look good heading west toward 275 or maybe even further out toward Ann Arbor. If you're coming in east toward Telegraph and Southfield, that looks good. You can head into the interchanges, 96 and M-10 and 75, and all of that is running smoothly.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, our high near 78. Tonight it'll be clear, a low near 60. Tomorrow sun and a high of 82. Right now Metro Airport, it's overcast and 69 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Mike Rowe here talking with Jim Twitchell, a real-life Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important. That's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
Get an oil change and much more with the Works Fuel Saver Package. $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
Are you soothing? Do you have a good car side manner?
Most cars tell me so.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Recently on First Shift.
Bruce Levine, thanks so much for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about powerlessness.
One of the things I think that people who've never participated out there, they sort of see the landscape, they see how much power the government has and these corporations have and feel like the whole thing is a scam and it's crooked, and you move into kind of a not only a helplessness and hopelessness, but a cynicism. But I think if you get in the battle, even if you don't win an immediate victory, what happens is you do get rewards right away. You do get comrades. You do get solidarity.
Hi, I'm David Ricklick, president of Investment Solutions, and I welcome you to Your Money Matters, a live and interactive radio show every Sunday morning at 8:30 on 1310 WDTW. Are you worried your financial portfolio is not well diversified? Are you concerned your assets are not properly allocated given the uncertain economic conditions? It is these and other topics that Your Money Matters with Dave and Aaron will discuss. Tune in to learn more with Your Money Matters every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m.
So Dave and I are here to help and give the latest trends and discuss the economic situation that affects you. See how our family can help your family and listen every Sunday morning at 8:30 live on 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk Station.
The information presented is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. Please note that Investment Solutions and their representatives do not give legal or tax advice. Securities offered through Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment Solutions is independent of QCC.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano on this Wednesday morning program. Jeff, I got to tell you, from the time that I left the house this morning, which is about 4:30, to right about 6 o'clock, the temperature has dropped 10 degrees. It is remarkably cooler than it was when I left the house at 4:30. I
Thank
mean,
goodness.
Remarkably cooler.
Yesterday, it was so muggy at like 4 in the morning. So already so hot and muggy at 4 in the morning. I like the cool mornings and the hot days better than the always hot.
Yeah, well, it was uncomfortably humid yesterday, no question about it. And then I after the meeting yesterday, I attended the briefly attended the Metropolitan AFL-CIO board meeting. I spoke to them briefly, and then I left there. I'm getting a new truck today. So I went and picked out my truck yesterday.
I heard about that. A nice, dark silver color?
Dark silver Ford F-150. Jeff was messing with me. He said, oh, so you got a Nissan, huh? You got a Toyota. And I said, yes. And my salesman was an illegal immigrant whose middle name is Hussein.
I knew you would appreciate a joke like that.
Absolutely.
Because I knew you were going to do the right thing, go American, and get an F-150.
So. That is not a question. And I'm a Ford guy at heart anyway. So, I'm picking up today. Although I realized I was looking at the paperwork right before the show. I forgot to tell him I wanted a tow package. So here's the problem. Do I now just call him up and say, hey, listen, I know I had picked out that one and you've detailed and it's waiting for me, but I really wanted a tow package, or do I just go get a tow package? Because, to put a tow package on a vehicle is only about $250, so it's not expensive.
Well, that's good, then.
So what should I do? Help me figure this out.
Go with a tow package. Why not?
So you're telling me to call him and tell him I want one with a tow package?
No, never mind. I don't know. Do you tow a lot of things? What do I...
Well, my wife is buying a pop-up camper.
Well, there's your answer.
So, either way, I'm just saying, I'm going to get one either way. But, at this point, because I've already called the insurance company, so we've already got a VIN number and all that stuff. But I realized when I was reading the paperwork this morning that it doesn't have the tow package, because the original one I looked at did. So I stupidly assumed that the other one, which has a nicer chrome package on it, it has beautiful wheels. It's a really sharp truck. You'll see tomorrow. It's a very, very sharp truck. Got a really good deal on it, a very reasonable payment, so I'm kind of excited.
I can tell. You've been talking about the truck for a while, so and rightfully so. That is kind of an exciting thing.
Well, but, you know, I had a truck years ago, and I actually gave it to Anthony. Got a lot of use out of it. Gave it to Anthony. He drove it for a couple years, and it finally just died. In fact, we ended up scrapping it. Some guy gave us $300 for it because the engine blew, and there's no way I could, at that point I couldn't afford to replace the engine. And I loved having a truck. It's awesome having a truck. If you've got a truck in your family, everybody that has one understands how cool it is to have a truck. So I just miss a truck, and a cab of a truck is very comfortable. I mean, you could be sitting in the nicest car in the world when you're in a cab of a truck.
Well, plus there's smaller spaces, so in the middle of summer when it's hot and you want to cool down quickly, man, that air conditioner will fill the small cab.
Well, I will tell you, when I went to pick out the truck yesterday, it was really hot and humid, and I'd left the Metro Detroit AFL meeting, and I was driving down 96, and it was just hot and humid, and the van is taking a really long time because it was so hot and humid. And there are a lot of windows in a van, so it's like the sun's beating down on me, and I showed up at the car dealership, and I was sweating a little bit, so I went to do my test drive and cranked up the air conditioning. I had to turn it down after about 3 minutes because it was too cold in there. So you're 100% right. It was awesome.
That is one of the and I don't know, some of the new vehicles have this. Have you ever had the – where you sit in the seat and they have the – air coming out from the seat?
No, but that
shoots out in holes in the seat.
No, but that would be pretty awesome.
It is a very weird feeling, but it's cool. Like if you get done, you know, working, wow, or whatever, you're hot and sweaty in the middle of summer and you get in the car, it cools you down quickly, but it has a weird, it's a very weird sensation. The air shooting out through holes in the air conditioning.
Yeah, almost makes you want to drive naked, huh?
Well, I don't know if I go quite that far. It does, you know, and I don't know that I should be bringing this up, but it kind of gives you the feeling that you've just relieved yourself, which is kind of a weird thing to be sitting on a seat, and you look down, and you're like, okay, no, I'm good, but it's a very weird feeling.
Well, the very first time I drove in a vehicle that had seat warmers, which is it was a while ago now, obviously, but I didn't know that there were even such a thing as seat warmers, and I'm sitting there, and I thought that I had voided myself. You don't know. When you don't know, all of a sudden your butt gets really hot. And I went, oh, my God, what the hell did I do? I'm serious. I really thought that. I couldn't imagine for the life of me why that seat got so hot.
Oh, and those things can get real toasty real fast.
Oh, they're awesome in the winter. On a cold winter morning, oh, sweet Jesus, are they wonderful.
But you need the ones that come with, like, three different settings, because, like, the third setting is just unreal. It's, like, scorching hot. You could probably cook breakfast on the seat if you had to.
Well, you know, honestly, in the van, it has the two settings. And the really hot one, if you don't turn it down at a certain time, you almost have to turn it off to get it to cool off enough so it'll be comfortable. But, yeah, because it works a little too well. Anyway, I'm getting a new vehicle. I did want to talk about this restaurant we went to last night as well. Texas Day Brazil, if you go online, go ahead and Google it. It's a really unique concept, Jeff. What they do is they have, first of all, you would really enjoy this. They have this fresh, well, they call it a salad bar, but it's really an appetizer bar. And they have everything on there from, you know, hard cheese and soft cheese to smoked cheese. They have this wonderful goat cheese apricot spread that was awesome. They have Italian salami. They have all different kinds of exotic olives. They have fresh beets. I mean, really fresh beets. You name it. Fresh tomatoes, shrimp. They had lobster bisque on the salad bar, on the soup bar, which was just amazing. You could literally make a meal just out of the appetizer station. And then what they do is they have all this stuff on these big skewers. So they had a filet mignon. They had pork tenderloin. They had chicken wrapped in bacon. Chicken cooked with Parmesan breadcrumbs. Leg of lamb. They had all kinds of stuff. And they walk around. You get this little like chip that sits on your table. And it's one side's red, one side's green. When the green side is up, they come around with the food, and they actually slice it. And they also had these Brazilian sausages, which were awesome. And they come around, and they slice up the food, and they give it to you fresh. What blew my mind is, first of all, the food was fantastic. It was absolutely some of the best food I've ever eaten in my life. You would have gone nuts there, dude. You would have loved it, because I know you love good food.
I'm all about food.
But what blew my mind is how hot the food was. I don't know how they keep that food hot. Because these guys are constantly traveling around the room in a beautiful room. I mean, it was beautifully decorated. I'm salivating just talking about it. I got so full. I can't remember the last time I was that full. And everybody was. All four of us were. The food was just amazing. And especially the beef. The beef tenderloin, done medium rare, perfectly done. They slice it, you know, fresh off the skewer. It is amazing. So thank you, Michael, very much. I appreciated the evening out. It was nice. Of course, I didn't feel so good when I woke up this morning. I was a little tired, but I enjoyed it. When we come back, Death Ceiling, we got a lot of audio to get to. The president, the speaker, other members of Congress, who's right, who's wrong, where are we going with this, what are your thoughts, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be back with First Shift right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. We look pretty good out there. Our total traffic update continues to be moving pretty smoothly for those who are on 94, 696 through that interchange. You're trying to head west on the Reuther out toward Van Dyke and 75. That traffic just getting a little bit busier, but fortunately not seeing any big delays as you head in towards 75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, our high near 78. Tonight it'll be clear, a low near 60. Tomorrow sun and a high of 82. Right now Metro Airport, it's overcast and 69 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. 5 IIH Stop Safety Picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. On Social Security cuts, the labor movement is in a no-retreat, no-surrender mood. Labor is not happy about President Obama allowing Social Security cuts to be on the debt ceiling negotiating table. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says the Labor Federation is against any cuts to Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. SEIU President Mary Kay Henry says that Social Security hasn't added a single penny to our deficit and should be taken off the table. AFSCME's Legislative Director Chuck Loveless says agreeing to any cuts in Social Security would be a huge political mistake for Democrats. Author Nancy Altman wrote The Battle for Social Security.
Social Security works. There's no reason it can't work well for the next 75 years and beyond. Without benefit cuts, without raising the retirement age, and without most workers having to contribute a penny more than they already are.
International Association of Firefighters President Harold Schaeberger is withholding his union's federal political money from politicians. Schaeberger says too often Democrats don't do nearly enough for working families.
They simply haven't, in my view, adequately performed on behalf of America's workers, America's middle class, and our labor movement. They have too often been willing to compromise, and we need our friends in Congress to be willing to fight harder for us.
Minnesota is on day 13 of a statewide shutdown that has most state workers not collecting a paycheck. Jesse Russell reports.
Some state employees, those dubbed essential, are still on the job and receiving pay. That includes corrections officers, police, and firefighters. Governor Mark Dayton and legislators could continue collecting checks if they wish. Instead, Dayton and a handful of legislators on both sides of the aisle have chosen to forego their pay. One of the programs deemed non-essential by a Ramsey County judge is one that helps the severely disabled find work. In that same ruling, the judge denied a request that would allow the state to continue issuing new nursing licenses.
United Auto Workers President Bob King is in talks with Volkswagen's World Works Council about organizing a new VW plant in Tennessee. At least 1,200 workers will make VW Passats at the new $1 billion plant. VW AG hasn't come to any agreement with the UAW, but VW's union in Germany and labor representatives sit on its board. UAW leaders say VW's union history makes the company more willing to talk with the UAW about representation in the U.S. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn saw state workers picket throughout the state on Tuesday protesting his decision to cancel raises. Quinn said he was forced to deny the raises for 30,000, which are in the workers' contracts, because the General Assembly didn't set aside money for the raises. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees launched the pickets at more than 70 sites in the state. The labor organization is suing the state for violating the union contract.
contract. This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And first shift, first shift, first shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
I cannot guarantee that those checks go out on August 3rd if we haven't resolved this issue, because there may simply not be the money in the coffers.
And that's President Barack Obama. Those checks he speak of are Social Security checks. And this, of course, goes back to the two dreaded words, debt ceiling. Why dreaded? That's the part that I don't get. Let me just kind of rant for a few minutes, and then we'll play some audio. First of all, Ronald Reagan had the debt ceiling raised 17 times during his presidency. 17 times. Hearing what I'm saying? This is not a new concept. And so for the Republicans to kind of co-opt it and then reinvent it for something it's not is a little ridiculous. They're going to raise it. And that's the bottom line. And that the Republicans have made this non-issue and issue in and of itself is incredulous. That the president has kind of fallen into it a little bit, I think has been kind of forced on him, because when they painted it a certain way, and it didn't turn out the way they wanted it to, I think they expected the president just to cave immediately. And when he didn't, they were kind of left, you know, holding the bag here. They're getting it wrong, the Republicans are, at every turn. At every turn, they're getting this discussion wrong. And they're not even agreeing with each other at this point. And as we're going to find out now, Speaker Boehner says he just doesn't know what to believe anymore. Go ahead, Jeff.
Do you believe the president when he said today that he cannot guarantee that Social Security checks would go out August 3rd without an extension?
Well, I don't know what to believe. You know, there's the Treasury Secretary is going to have options in terms of who should be paid and who shouldn't. And yes, there are some debts that have to be rolled over, but there's going to be money available on August the 3rd, and I think it's way too early to be making some types of veiled threats like that.
All right, and so first of all, he thinks it's way too early. Why is it way too early? Doesn't explain that. But he does say that he wants the president to put all his cards on the table.
My message to the White House over the last several months has been real simple. The spending cuts have to be larger than the increase in the debt ceiling. Secondly, there are no tax increases on the table. And thirdly, we have to have real controls in place to make sure this never happens again. Real controls like a balanced budget amendment. But the fact is that House Republicans have a plan. We passed our budget back in the spring, outlined our priority. Where's the budget's, where's the president's plan? When's he going to lay his cards on the table? This debt limit increase is his problem, and I think it's time for him to lead by putting his plan on the table, something that the Congress can pass.
Well, he has put his plan on the table, Speaker Boehner. You're just not taking the bait, that's all. So just because it's not the way you want it to look, and it's not going to be the way you want it to look, he's a Democrat, you're a Republican, you're not going to agree on this, which is why there needs to be a compromise. There's no question that's true. And I'm beginning to believe more than ever that the president threw out this Medicaid and Social Security platform in this discussion just to mess with the Republicans, knowing full well they wouldn't know how to handle it. And they don't. In fact, according to Speaker Boehner, and in his own words, they don't really know how to make tough decisions. Let's listen.
President talks a good game, but when it comes time to actually putting these issues on the table, making decisions, they can't quite pull the trigger. I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions in terms of reducing spending. Washington has a spending problem. We don't have a revenue problem.
Well, you do have a revenue problem, and that's really the crux at what's going on here. We do have a revenue problem, and this is where we got into it the other day with the caller, Steve, which is why I wrote my blog post called Seeing Red. We do have a revenue problem here. We currently spend $118 billion more a month than we take in. Well, that is a spending problem, but it is also a revenue problem. Now, a compromise would say you cut spending, increase revenue. You don't have the spending cuts don't have to be as harsh, nor do the revenue increases. See how that works? Ooh, Tony, you're brilliant. No, no, I'm not brilliant. Common sense here. But the Republicans have no use for common sense. And in fact, according to Eric Cantor, he appreciates compromise, but go ahead,
Joe. I appreciate the president saying that we need to do something about the long-term health of our country and entitlements. I appreciate the fact that he thinks that he's got some prescriptions to do so. What I don't understand is why in the world would the president then tie that to tax increases? If it's the right thing to do for the country, why is he tying it into imposing greater costs on the people of this country at a time they can least deal with that?
All right, so here's the question. You've got here, Jeff, let me ask you this question. Boehner says the president doesn't have a plan. Cantor says the president does have a plan. So which one is it? Which Republican's right? John Boehner or Eric Cantor? I want to know. I can't figure it out.
It depends on what situation we're talking about and how it helps the Republicans. If it helps the Republicans to say he has a plan, then he has one. If it makes them look good that they don't have a plan, then, you know, that's what they have.
All right. So Eric Cantor goes on to say that he wants to fix entitlements, but there's a caveat.
It is unfathomable to me why our president thinks that he's got to condition any prescription to fix these programs on tax increases. Again, if that's what he's looking for, we're not going there. Because right now, this economy is ailing. And we don't believe, nor do I think the American people believe, that raising taxes is the answer for what's vexing most people in this country is the lack of jobs and growth. So let's fix the entitlements, like the president said, without raising taxes. Then we can focus on the issues that he would like to focus on, and we would like to focus on, which is our tax code. But why does he insist on raising taxes when we're trying to fix the health of this country?
Well, you know, again, semantics at work there, Mr. Cantor, because we're not really raising taxes. We're sunsetting a tax decrease. So that's not really an increase in taxes. It's restoring an older tax base. So I guess if you want to play that game, I'll go along. Yeah, it is raising taxes on the top 15% of income earners in this country, who, by the way, can afford that tax increase. And I'll remind you, as we talked about yesterday, during the Clinton administration, raised taxes, created jobs, dynamic economy, had a surplus. So this idea that we don't know how to get it right is wrong. You know, and although we have not mentioned the passing of Betty Ford, who may she rest in peace, we are very sad about that. You know, one of the things that was said during her eulogy yesterday late in the afternoon was that she can't believe how acrimonious political relationships have become. The Democrats and Republicans have done such a good job of defining themselves that they can't cooperate now for fear of whatever. Because we wouldn't want to actually think they get along or trying to accomplish something.
Well, compromises are now seen as weaknesses. If you want to compromise, that means you're caving.
It has to stop. It has to stop, Jeff. I am so glad I wasn't elected to the United States Congress. I am so glad. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. I probably would have died. Heart failure. This would be driving me nuts. 888-552-3595. It is driving me nuts. Let's go to David in Farmington. Hey, David, thanks for punching in this early morning. What's on your mind today?
I was, I think Mitch McConnell has kind of tipped the Republicans' hand on exactly how they want to deal with this. When he stated that he's got a backup plan, which basically says, we can raise the debt ceiling limit. There won't be cuts and things, and pretty much just throw it into the president's lap. I think that showed their end game. What they really want is go ahead, raise the debt ceiling limit, have the Democrats block big cuts to entitlements, And as long as they can go to their constituency and say, we stopped the president from raising taxes and Democrats, and look, they turn around and they increase our debt limit and blah, 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 that's going to be their campaign for the next election cycle.
You know, you're right.
And that's what they want.
And, David, after we go to the break, I hope that you're going to be, I don't know if you're listening at home or in the car, I hope you're going to be around for a few more minutes, because we're going to play Mitch McConnell's audio. Because what Mitch McConnell has basically said in their quote-unquote compromise is that, yeah, we will give you three more debt ceiling increases with the caveat that we're going to say, if it doesn't work, it's your fault, but if it does work, we get the credit. It's just insane the way he positioned this thing. And you're right. He put the card. You want to talk about putting cards on the table? We now know exactly what their end game is. You know, very, very astute of you to realize that, David, because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous the way they're posturing. And what to me is amazing, David, is that obviously the Republicans don't agree with how to move forward on this. What's that?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone? The caller's gone? Okay. It blows my mind. I mean, you've got really three different camps here. And again, when we come back from the break, we're going to play the audio for Mitch McConnell, so I'm going to set it up now because we're going to play it coming out of the break. Listen to what he says, because that's the key to where this is headed. 100% the key to where this is headed. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. 888-552-3595. This is For a Shift on 1310 WDTW. By the way, Michigan's only truly progressive talk show. You're going to want to stay tuned. We got a lot of great stuff coming up, including Senator Debbie Stabenow at the top of the next hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
I love bagels.
Who doesn't? But finding a really good, genuine bagel used to be so hard.
Till now.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels is bringing true bagels back to Detroit. Head over to
www.savethebagels.com.
Then donate and try some bagels today. Traditional bagels such as poppy seed and plain. Small batch bagels like rosemary and dried cherry chocolate. They have it all at www.savethebagels.com.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels. The start of something locally delicious.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at MyGreatKid.com.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining us now is Autumn Smith. What's going on? Give us an update.
He knew when he was taken office that as a public official, he was subject to recall. It really feels to me that Jace Bolger just feels that he's the exception to the rule. That's not true, because my rights don't end because you're in office, Jace Bolger. You are still subject to recall, and you are facing recall. I mean, it's done. I've already got signatures.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today. You're listening to 1310WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. We are going to play that Mitch McConnell cut now. Sorry, Jeff. Jeff, the Mitch McConnell cut?
If the White House talks lead not to a conclusion that we can go forward together to reduce spending, which is our single biggest problem, then what is the alternative? And so what I've told my members is that we will have available a sort of backup plan that would operate as follows. I would advocate that we pass legislation giving the president the authority to request of us an increase in the debt ceiling that would take us past the end of his term. That is what he has said. He said he will not sign a debt ceiling that does not take us past the end of his term. In this legislation, if it were to pass, he would make three separate requests of us. The first request would be initiated by passing the legislation in the next few weeks. He would send up a request of us to raise the debt ceiling, probably by $700 billion. That would be subject to a resolution of disapproval. If you're thinking of an analogy, think of the Congressional Review Act. That resolution of disapproval, if passed, would then go to the president. He could sign it, or he could veto it. Presumably, he would veto it. If that were the case, that veto would be sustained by one-third plus one in either the House or the Senate. The legislation also would require him to list spending cuts he would make in the same amount as the debt ceiling request he's making of us. Then there would be a second request based upon his desire to have enough debt ceiling to get him through the end of his term. There'd be a second request in all likelihood in the fall. It would follow the same procedure. He would ask us to raise the debt ceiling. I think it's highly likely that both houses would consider and probably pass resolutions of disapproval, which, if they passed, he would veto. His veto would be sustained by one-third plus one. That would go happen one more time in June.
I guess it would help if I turned my microphone on. anyway, it's clear. I don't need to explain that, do I? It should be very clear where the Republicans are headed on this. They don't want to take any responsibility for this, but they do want to use it as a political tool, and so they're doing it. Tool is a good word here. They are tools. No question about it. They are tools. We can go on and on and on this. We could actually fill the entire show with sound bites of ridiculous, because yesterday was Republican Response Day. Now, they do have another meeting scheduled today, a negotiating session, if you will, on the debt ceiling, but this isn't really even about the debt ceiling anymore. It's about political posturing. And the president has to play the game because of the way the Republicans are posturing and positioning this. So I get that. I get that. But is any of this about what's good for us? That's the question you need to ask yourself. The other question you need to ask yourself is, where are the Democrats in this discussion? They're not. You want to know why? Anybody want to take a guess at it? Do you want to know why you're not hearing the Democratic response to this or the Democrats' response to this? I'll tell you why. Because they know that the Republicans have turned this into something it's not. I'll go back to what I said earlier. Ronald Reagan, 17 times during his presidency, they increased the debt ceiling. We can go president by president by president. This has never been an issue before. The Republicans are co-opting the debt ceiling and turning it into something it never was, never should be. Now, whether or not the president was serious about Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security, I don't know. I know that it made me uncomfortable. It made me very uncomfortable. But I think what he was really trying to do here was call them out. Because he said, if we're going to deal with it, let's deal with all of it. But, you know, Republicans like to kick this can down the road. They don't want to deal with the real issues. And this is their way to try to avoid it. And if you can't tell, if you truly can't tell what's going on here, they don't agree with each other. That should tell you more than you need to know. All right, very quickly, I just want to use the Jeff, the Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly from the O'Reilly Factor. Actually, made a little sense last night. Go ahead and play that.
There are other Republicans who say they simply will not vote to borrow more money, even if the president and the Democrats approve dramatic spending cuts. Talking Points believes that is not a wise position, that if big spending cuts are agreed upon, the federal debt ceiling should be raised for the good of the nation. It's the same thing that happened 3 years ago when President Bush told the country the economy was about to collapse because the financial industry was going under. Some Americans didn't believe that. But all the evidence says it was true, that the feds had to bail out the financial industry, and that's what happened. Same boat, different year. You can imagine what the worldwide markets will do if the USA defaults on obligations in August.
All right, so there we go. I mean, you know, even Bill O'Reilly gets it. I'm going to have to end it there. We'll have much more time a little later on in the show. A couple things I want to get to, a couple announcements I want to make before we go on. And by the way, we do have a poll question of the day, so let me get that out there. How much taxpayer dollars goes to support the United States Postal Service? The question's there on Facebook at First Shift. Just want to, you know, do a little civics lesson. And we'll be getting to that in the 8 o'clock hour, the answer to that in the 8 o'clock hour. So how much taxpayer dollars go to support the United States Postal Service? And we'll get back to that again a bit later on. All right. The No Citizens Left Behind, in support of what the Michigan Nurses Association is doing tomorrow at the state capitol. They're doing a soup line at the state capitol from 12 to 1 o'clock. So if you can go up to the state capitol, wear red. And I'm going to try to get more information on this. And, Jeff, I'm going to give this to you because there's some contact information here for the Nurses Association. We need to get them on the show to talk about some of the issues that they're dealing with. We really have not spent any time dealing with the nurses issue, which matters a great deal to me, and it should to you. Somebody sends me this in regard to the recall efforts. Angie writes that today, July 13th, in Westland, from noon to 6 p.m. at the corner of Ann Arbor Trail and Merriman, there will be volunteers there with petitions. And so if you're in the area of Ann Arbor Trail and Merriman today between noon and 6 o'clock, you can go there and sign petitions on the recall. I would imagine they'll have the emergency financial manager, but maybe not. They know they're going to have recall petitions. So if you're in the Westland area from in Ann Arbor Trail from noon to 6, Ann Arbor Trail in Merriman, they're going to be volunteers there. And these are, by the way, permanent stations. So if you're going to be in these areas in Detroit, in the city of Detroit, you may want to go check it out. The Food Center at Joy in Greenfield, there are going to be volunteers there every Monday through Friday from 3 to 5. At Glory Market at Telegraph and 7 Mile in Detroit, Monday only from 12 to 3, and the 14th District Democratic Office on Livernois in Norfolk, Tuesday, July. Oh, that was yesterday, so I guess the 14th District Democratic Office at Livernois in Norfolk next Monday from 3 to 6, and the following Monday from 3 to 6, and I'll be mentioning this a little bit later on in the show. Again, I do appreciate your announcements. I am going to build a little thing on the website so that people know where to get information at. Jeff and Todd, just so you know, I got word from Stephen Henderson. He's on vacation this week. That's why I didn't hear from him. So we won't be having him today, but that's okay. We all deserve a vacation. I might even consider taking one at some point. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. Senator Debbie Stabenow on the other side of this break. Stay with us, please. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update looks pretty good along I-96 the Jefferies. Those who are making their way in toward the Southfield Freeway, remember you can get onto Southfield. We have one lane open all the way down toward almost Michigan Avenue, and then northbound one lane trying to get onto 96. Heading in toward I-94, making your way to downtown. All looks great. I'm Diane Cross. Traffic.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, our high near 78. Tonight it'll be clear, a low near 60. Tomorrow sun and a high of 82. Right now Metro Airport, it's overcast and 69 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Andy Rose. The debt limit talks continue in Washington, but there was nothing new to show for a two-hour meeting at the White House. President Obama says he can't guarantee Social Security checks would go out after a default, but Congressman Ron Paul thinks that's nonsense.
I think he's using scare tactics. That just isn't true, because the funds there for Social Security and these emergencies, the cash flow is good enough for that.
Yesterday, Paul said he won't run for re-election in Congress in order to focus on his own presidential campaign. Several states in the South will see triple-digit temperatures today. A heat wave is continuing there. Earlier in Oklahoma, it got so hot that part of a highway buckled. A juror from the Casey Anthony trial says she gets her share of angry emails and letters. But Elizabeth Ford says she stands by the acquittal.
I think everyone will tell you the same thing. It's just lack of hard evidence. The duct tape and the chloroform and things like that, you could, if you took a good hard look at it, you could kind of, there was a lot of doubt surrounding all of those certain things. There's not enough to make anything stick.
Anthony's scheduled to be released from jail on Sunday. Republican Michelle Bachmann is showing up as the front runner in more and more GOP polls, and now more attention is being paid to her husband's business. CNN's Jim Acosta says some former clients say they were encouraged to be not gay.
Michelle Bachmann and her husband Marcus run a Christian counseling service that's come under scrutiny in recent years. The clinic, Bachmann and Associates, located outside Minneapolis, has faced accusations and encourages gay and lesbian patients to change their sexual orientation.
Bachmann declined to talk about it during a campaign stop yesterday.
Good morning, Atlantis. This is Elton John.
He recorded a special message for the Atlantis astronauts that was played this morning from Houston. He also did a special rendition of Rocket Man for the wake-up call. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
I'm in the, I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000. It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
This summer's hottest trend in fashion is often wet, sometimes dirty, and always disposable. Designer diapers. The maker of Huggies is watching sales spike for its jean diapers. Yep, they look like shorty jeans. The maker of Pampers is adding designs of youngster pop culture, including Oscar the Grouch. Of course, these diapers cost more than the regular old stuff. The companies are making the moves in part to compensate for lower U.S. birth rates. It conquered portable audio. It has become the one to beat in the smartphone business, and now Apple is the envy of retail. Analysis by USA Today finds Apple is by far the fastest-growing major retailer in the nation, with sales up 80% in a single year. This week for global stock markets is suddenly getting a little better. Japan's Nikkei rose almost 0.5%. Europe's markets are holding not far from flat. S&P futures up 8 points. NASDAQ futures rising 20. I'm Andrew Roday in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Somewhere in America, a train rumbles through the night, past cities big and small. It carries a 150-foot blade for a wind turbine that will generate renewable energy for places along the way. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Named best in our business sector by the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for 2010. Visit siemens.com/answers.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Perlman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here. And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded out situation.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you. The second hour of this Wednesday program, and I want to get right to my guests. We have a lot to do in this hour. I want to remind you, later on today, I'll be out in Port Huron to speak to the St. Clair Democratic Club. Be at the 9th District Democrats picnic on Saturday. Along with my next guest and Congressman Gary Peters and others. A lot going on, a lot to be feeling good about. But we have often heard on this show that government doesn't create jobs. Wrong. I'm going to tell you why. Joining me now is our amazing junior senator from the great state of Michigan, Debbie Stabenow. And Senator, it is such a pleasure to once again have you on the show.
Well, Tony, it's great to be back with you.
Batteries. You know, batteries. Yes. Who would have ever thought that batteries, Senator Stabenow, would be the answer to our economic engine? And I got to tell you, this proposal makes more sense. In fact, makes so much sense, I'm afraid people won't embrace it because it's so simple.
Well, you know, you're right. I mean, that this really is part of our future, Tony. It's already part of jobs in Michigan, but we can take it to the next level and really be the world's leaders of this new technology and advanced batteries. And when we look at this, we started a couple of years ago with a major investment to spur the private sector to invest as well, the federal government, private sector, to invest in new manufacturing facilities to make advanced batteries for electric vehicles. And we've got now literally thousands of jobs. We have more coming. I was with A123 Batteries last Friday, and they've hired 1,000 people in the last year and are looking at much, much more in Wayne County, you know, Metro Detroit area and west side of the state. Same thing is happening. And so and what this really means is that as we, first of all, look for ways to get off of foreign oil so that the only choice at the pump isn't paying whatever the oil companies decide we need to pay for gas, that we have an alternative in electric vehicles that actually creates jobs here as well, because we're making the products here. And so the new Chevy Volt, the Ford Focus Electric, which, by the way, is being made in Wayne, Michigan, with I'm really thrilled about this. I authored a retooling loan program for plants, automobile plants, a couple of years ago. Ford got a retooling loan, retooled the plant, and is actually bringing jobs back from Mexico. I love saying that because we don't hear that enough. But because of the battery work being done, connected with the Ford Focus at the Wayne plant, we're actually bringing jobs back. So it proves that if you work together, like every other country is doing, you know, our companies are competing with countries around the world. China says, come on over, we'll build the plant for you, and we'll steal the patents you need. You know, I mean, every other country is engaged in this race for the middle class and for manufacturing. And we're finally back in it in a big way. So my bill would take it to the next level, increase what we're doing around research and development to more things like larger trucks and other options for batteries. It would incentivize more jobs here through manufacturing. And then finally, it would make sure that we have the raw materials in the United States to do this work, because unfortunately for us, the largest deposit of lithium, which is used in the batteries, is in China, and they're willing to hoard that, to hold on to it, you know, in order to stop other countries from doing well in this area, the economy. So we need to make sure we're developing our own lithium, and we have it here in the United States, but we need to make sure we've got a plan so that we're not focused on going from dependence on foreign oil to dependence on foreign lithium for batteries, or dependence on batteries altogether going overseas. So there's a way to do it. The Battery Innovation Act would take it to the next level, and it's just a matter of having the focus and the commitment, really the commitment to do it. And that's what I'm working on.
Any co-sponsors at this point on the Battery Innovation Act?
We're just getting it started. We've got a number of Democratic colleagues that are co-sponsoring it. The goal, of course, would be to make this bipartisan if we can. There's no reason that it wouldn't be, other than, you know, politics. And hopefully we can get beyond that, and people will see that this is about the United States competing in a global economy. And we are, just from the investment and the partnership that we made a couple of years ago, as an example, we're going to go from making 2% of the world's advanced batteries to, fast forward 3 years from now, we're going to have the capacity to make 40%. From 2% to 40% of the world's advanced batteries, just because of one, you know, investment we made back in 2009. Now, if we continue this, I mean, we really can, but it's not a, you know, it's not a slogan or, you know, I'm not exaggerating. We can be the world leaders in advanced battery technology if we just have the political will and the commitment to keep going.
Right, and then the momentum is already swinging in the right direction. So it's not like we need to recreate. It's not like we need to create. We just need to be able to fund it. We already know we have the education base to do it. We already know we have the workforce to do it. And so it's just a matter of, well, you know, it's just a matter of allowing that momentum to naturally go where it's taking us, Senator.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, we've got all the great entrepreneurs. We've got the natural place to start, of course, is with using the battery technology for automobiles, and that's where we are, of course. And then you can add medium and heavy-duty trucks, and all the work being done in Michigan around that says you actually can do that, whether it's hybrids or whether it's the big batteries. Or we've actually got the panel trucks now, the delivery trucks, you know, UPS, FedEx trucks, that they are actually putting battery technology in the walls, the panels of the trucks, to be able to run them on electric batteries rather than gasoline. And we also know that when the battery isn't the best for a vehicle anymore, that you can use it for energy storage in stationary places. Buildings, wind energy, solar energy needs storage, energy storage.
You know,
and
I
batteries
think,
have a lot of different applications.
You know, Senator, I really think as I kind of wrap my head around that. I was reading on this yesterday. The jobs that can be created, not just from producing batteries, but by the money that big companies would save in fuel costs. I mean, we're talking about massive amounts of billions of dollars that can be saved by just, as you said, having the political will to do this. It's so exciting. I mean, this, and it's real. It can happen. Literally, it can happen now.
Absolutely. And it is, you know, the first step is happening now. We have companies all around Michigan that are building the component parts and you know, putting them together to make these batteries. And it is beginning now. So this really is not pie in the sky. I mean, we're doing it now, but we can do even more to capture the leadership in terms of not just in the United States, but in the world as well. And isn't it great? I mean, you know, part of what we've got to do is make sure that there's enough people, you know, that are buying new vehicles and so on, that the prices come down as they naturally do. You know, when something's new, it's always more, costs more, and it goes down as more people buy it. And so that's why we have up to $7,500 tax credit available. If you buy a new electric vehicle, that, you know, $7,500 in a tax credit goes towards that to help you bring the price down and so on. But when you look at this, wouldn't it be nice to be able to basically, you know, tell the oil companies, thanks but no thanks, I'm going to be driving a vehicle that gets 250 miles to, you know, a gallon of gas, or 300 miles to a gallon of gas. I mean, we've got those. We're making those right now in Michigan. And as it becomes more commonplace and people feel comfortable, you know, because the charging stations are really simple. You just literally plug it in. And as we have more charging stations in parking lots and parking ramps, and people feel comfortable in their homes, we're going to be able to tell the oil companies, I don't care, you know, oh, it's coming up to the 4th of July or Labor Day and you're going to raise our prices just because you can. Well, it doesn't matter anymore because I don't need to use your product.
And, well, again,
and on top of that, you know, on top of that, we're creating thousands of jobs in Michigan. So,
no, absolutely. Again, my guest, Senator Debbie Stabenow, we don't really have time. I want to talk, and I'll do this after the break because I know we've only got you for another minute or so. But I do want to talk about the new program to allow Michigan schools to use more Michigan fruits and vegetables in the schools. I promised to mention that after the break. But while we've got you, we've only got 60 seconds left. Two words, yeah. debt ceiling. Can we finally get over all of the posturing and just let the president do his job, for God's sake?
Well, there's no question that that's what needs to happen. I mean, our country can't default on its payments. We also, Tony, have a real issue here around a massive debt now. And you and I can talk about how we got into it. I voted to balance the budget in 1997 under President Clinton, and it was done, in my judgment, the right way. We've got to tackle this debt that happened over the, you know, under the Bush administration, all the policies that were put in place that took us in the wrong direction. But we've got to do it in a right way that doesn't end up saying to middle class people and senior citizens one more time, you guys are going to be the ones that have the burden on you. I mean, this has got to be done the right way. And we've got to make sure that the folks that are getting those special tax subsidies, like oil companies through the tax code, and other folks that are getting special breaks, basically are sacrificing as well.
Absolutely. Senator Stabenow, we're just out of time. I'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Great. Good to talk with you.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow. Quick break here. We come back and talk about this new program on the fruits and vegetables using Michigan-produced fruits and vegetables in our schools. So, again, we say government can't create jobs. Senator Stabenow, two programs where government can. We'll be back. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update looks pretty good along 696 westbound. That traffic is picking up, though, as you come in from Mound toward DeQuinder and 75. And 75 also getting a bit busier as you come in southbound from 12 Mile down to about 9 Mile. As you try to head from Oakland in toward Wayne County. Nothing exceptional, though, or any really heavy extra delays or time will be needed. Not this morning.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, our high 78. Tonight, though, we'll see mostly clear skies and we drop to 60 degrees. Tomorrow, more sun and a high of 82. Last check at Metro Airport, mostly cloudy conditions and 66 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
I'm making burgers, honey. Do you want one or two? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, I mean, would you like to double down?
I'm in.
Yeah, he still feels it. He's been to MGM Grand Detroit with more than 4,000 of the best slots, over 90 table games, and so much more. It's hard to shake the feeling.
And we have a winner. Here are your chips.
Mmm, thanks.
It's time to play at MGM Grand Detroit.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great being on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
Micro here talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important. That's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
Get an oil change and much more with the Works Fuel Saver Package. $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
Are you soothing? Do you have a good car side manner?
Most cars told me so.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310.
WDTW.
And welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you. We're going to be open lines for the balance of the hour. Well, not for the balance, for the next 30 minutes. We've got Dr. Matt as Hell Mike, and he's actually a medical doctor. That's not his legal name, but you get the point. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. The email's hopping today. The hate mongers are out again. And, dude, that guy with all the frickin' numbers in his email address is driving me nuts. Anyway, all that being said, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, who's also chairwoman of the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, yesterday announced that Michigan will be one of only two states to participate in a new pilot program that gives schools increased ability to use locally produced fruits and vegetables in school lunches. The program will be overseen by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and will help boost Michigan's growing agriculture industry and provide healthy and fresher produce to school children, which is awesome. According to Senator Stabenow, when we make things here and grow things here, we get jobs here. Having Michigan schools buy locally for Michigan farmers helps boost our economy and provides kids with fresher fruits and vegetables. Agriculture is Michigan's second largest industry and supports one out of every four jobs in our state. And this is a great way to help support a key sector of our economy. Besides California, Michigan leads the nation in crop diversity, producing some 200 commodities on more than 10 million acres of farmland. Michigan also leads the nation in the production of several specialty crops, including red tar cherries, blueberries, squash, and cucumbers. Betcha most didn't know that. The new pilot program also being conducted in Florida will use commercial distribution models that are already in place and allow schools to obtain Michigan's locally grown produce. The pilot is a joint effort between the USDA's Agriculture Marketing Services and the Food and Nutrition Service, and will serve as an alternative to the Department of Defense's Commodity Procurement Program for schools. The USDA is responsible for purchasing 15% to 20% of the foods that are used in the National School Lunch Program. Purchases include poultry, meat, fish, fruits, vegetables, grains, dairy, and oils. The USDA foods serve the dual purpose of supporting agricultural markets and providing nutritious foods to school children and needy Americans. And so this is a really cool program. And once again, it will create more jobs. And once again, it's a government-sponsored program that creates jobs. You know, I agree for the most part government doesn't create jobs, but they certainly create the atmosphere that creates jobs. So let's recognize that for what it is. And even though I'm getting the hate mail from the anti-Stabenow crowd this morning, I will tell you that as a senator, she really does get what it takes to get the economic of the state of Michigan moving if she can get the kind of bipartisan support she needs. I'm telling you that that Battery Creation Act could be huge, not just for the state, but for the country and the world. And wouldn't it be cool to once again, you know, be the world's leading manufacturer, as we are in cars, of batteries as well. Really neat idea. 888-552-3595. Let's go to the phones. We will welcome Les in Detroit. Les, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind today, buddy?
Hey, Tony. Listen, you know, I'm like you. I don't understand the craziness about the government don't create jobs. You know, if we the government, the people, why can't I create a job for my neighbor? I don't get that. I never could. You know, the mayor, oh, he's always saying that we're not in the business of creating a job. But it's in our charter. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to find jobs for the citizens of Detroit.
Absolutely.
So that's creating jobs.
Absolutely.
If you're the mayor, and it's in the charter, it would seem logical that's what your job is supposed to do. It's create jobs for the citizens.
Hey, listen, let's just turn it around a little bit. Let's say, can government hamper jobs? The answer to that question is definitively yes, right? I mean, we know government can kill jobs, so if government can kill jobs, it can certainly create them.
That's right. So I don't understand. And that's the best thing that my ears can hear is that we're supporting Michigan business. I didn't get that in the first place. I just assumed that we were getting our stock from Michigan growers first. We go to them first. Then if we don't have it, then we go elsewhere. It seems like that's a logical thing to do to create jobs for yourself. And that's the best news in the world to bring, you know, some jobs. I hope they bring the plant right here in Detroit because we surely can use one.
Well, you know, they are. In Trenton, they built the battery factory in Trenton. They've got the one in Livonia. There is certainly plenty of room for growth in this industry. It's a new and budding industry.
I mean, we got plenty of land in Detroit to grow on.
Absolutely, we do. Absolutely, we do. So, Les, I want to appreciate the call. I'm glad that you get it. I appreciate the call. You do get it. Here's, folks, what I really want you to understand is that, you know, this idea that there aren't fresh, innovative, forward-thinking lawmakers is a misnomer. There are. You know, oftentimes, especially when we are so divided politically, the real progress, and we see it happening here in the state of Michigan with the Republican-controlled legislature, real progress gets thwarted when both sides won't work together, when it's always about posturing and positioning, which the Republicans are awfully good at doing. You know, somebody floated the idea. Some of you might call it a conspiracy theory. I do not. But someone on Facebook, on the First Shift Facebook page, floated the idea And we need to go back to follow the money. You know, we'll think about that for a moment. Just keep on that in mind as I say what I'm about to say. The wealthiest people that control the political process in this country, the people that have gotten the people elected, that vote on policy, that create the laws that we must abide by, want. They want more money. And so they're going to try to get elected people that will vote their way. And they can do that by paying them off. And don't for a second thing they don't do that. They absolutely do that. And so whether it's the Koch brothers or anybody else with money, and yeah, go ahead and throw it in on the left as well, George Soros and whoever has money on the left. Yeah, they're also trying to elect people that see, you know, that see things their way. But those that have disgusting wealth, you know, billions of dollars, millions of dollars, those that have that kind of wealth, they do want more money because that money begets them power. And with that power, they get what? More money. So this isn't difficult to figure out. So the theory that's been kind of proposed on the Facebook page is the wealth that is, you know, the wealthy that have created the politicians that we have in our modern day system, are they so controlling that they are forcing Republicans to say things that they don't even believe? Think about that for a minute. Think about that. If you are so indebted to somebody for getting you elected, don't think for a minute they're not going to come to you and say, would you? No, they don't do it that way. You will is what they say. You will say this. You will say it this way. You will sell it this way. You will not have to like it, but you will do it. Welcome to the Republican Party. Now here's your button. Shut up and get out there and do my bidding. I'm Tony Truppiano, 888-552-3595. Give me a call. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, heading out on the east side, westbound 94. We've got a couple of pockets of slow traffic as you are trying to get exit near Maross. If you're trying to get down near Van Dyke, a few spots that'll slow down your ride a little bit, but not too bad as you try to get in toward 75 and M10 and 96, trying to make your way through those interchanges.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, our high 78. Tonight, though, we'll see mostly clear skies and we drop to 60 degrees. Tomorrow, more sun and a high of 82. Last check at Metro Airport, mostly cloudy conditions and 66 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. On Social Security cuts, the labor movement is in a no-retreat, no-surrender mood. Labor is not happy about President Obama allowing Social Security cuts to be on the debt ceiling negotiating table. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says the Labor Federation is against any cuts to Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. SEIU President Mary Kay Henry says that Social Security hasn't added a single penny to our deficit and should be taken off the table. AFSCME's Legislative Director Chuck Lovelace says agreeing to any cuts in Social Security would be a huge political mistake for Democrats. Author Nancy Altman wrote The Battle for Social Security.
Social Security works. There's no reason it can't work well for the next 75 years and beyond. Without benefit cuts, without raising the retirement age, and without most workers having to contribute a penny more than they already are.
International Association of Firefighters President Harold Schaeferger is withholding his union's federal political money from politicians. Schaeferger says too often Democrats don't do nearly enough for working families.
They simply haven't, in my view, adequately performed on behalf of America's workers, America's middle class, and our labor movement. They have too often been willing to compromise, and we need our friends in Congress to be willing to fight harder for us.
Minnesota is on day 13 of a statewide shutdown that has most state workers not collecting a paycheck. Jesse Russell reports.
Some state employees, those dubbed essential, are still on the job and receiving pay. That includes corrections officers, police, and firefighters. Governor Mark Dayton and legislators could continue collecting checks if they wish. Instead, Dayton and a handful of legislators on both sides of the aisle have chosen to forego their pay. One of the programs deemed non-essential by a Ramsey County judge is one that helps the severely disabled find work. In that same ruling, the judge denied a request that would allow the state to continue issuing new nursing licenses.
United Auto Workers President Bob King is in talks with Volkswagen's World Works Council about organizing a new VW plant in Tennessee. At least 1,200 workers will make VW Passats at the new $1 billion plant. VW AG hasn't come to any agreement with the UAW, but VW is union in Germany and labor representatives sit on its board. UAW leaders say VW's union history makes the company more willing to talk with the UAW about representation in the U.S. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn saw state workers picket throughout the state on Tuesday protesting his decision to cancel raises. Quinn said he was forced to deny the raises for 30,000, which are in the workers' contracts, because the General Assembly didn't set aside money for the raises. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees launched the pickets at more than 70 sites in the state. The labor organization is suing the state for violating the union contract. This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back, Tony Trupiano with you, 35 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. A lot to get to this morning. A lot of open line time in the next segment, by the way. We've got a guest, and we'll get into that. The Mad as Hell Mike is his moniker. And interesting organization called Mad as Hell Doctors. MadAsHellDoctors.com is their website. And we'll be getting to that. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day today is how much taxpayer dollars goes to support the United States Postal Service? And we've got some options there. Most of you are voting in one way. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to tell you exactly how many tax dollars go to support the United States Postal Service. So, Jeffrey Radford, our buddy Patrick, who sent us the nice email last week, sent me this thing called stimulus. You ready for this, buddy?
Let's hear it.
All right, this is just kind of, you know, a way for people to more simply, you know, understand what stimulus means. It said, I'm going to read it the way it was presented to me. It's a slow day at the small Minnesota town of Marshall, and the streets are deserted. Times are tough, everybody in debt, and everybody is living on credit. A rich tourist visiting the area drives through town, stops at the motel, lays a $100 bill on the desk, and says he wants to inspect the rooms upstairs before selecting one for the night. One, as soon as he walks upstairs, the motel owner grabs the bill and runs next door to pay his debts to the butcher. Two, the butcher takes $100 and runs down the street to retire his debt from the pig farmer. Three, the pig farmer takes the $100 and heads off to pay his bill to his supplier, the farmer's co-op. Well, number four, the guy at the farmer's co-op takes the $100 bill and runs to pay his debt to the local prostitute, who has also been facing hard times and had to offer her services on credit. That takes us to number five, where the hooker rushes to the hotel because she needs to pay off her room bill with the hotel owner. Well, number six, the hotel proprietor then places the $100 back on the counter so the rich traveler will not suspect anything. Well, at the moment, the traveler comes down the stairs, states that the rooms are not satisfactory, picks up the $100 bill, and leaves town. No one produced anything. No one earned anything. However, the whole town is now out of debt and looks to the future with a lot more optimism. How do you like that one?
That's pretty, and that's how it is. I mean, if people spend money, then the economy is healthier.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, the rich people just pocketing the money, which I guess in the end happened anyway.
Well, you know, listen, I'm not wealthy, so I don't understand exactly how this works. So I know that, you know, they say that, you know, you get wealthy by spending your money wisely, and sometimes it's not spending your money wisely. I buy into that. I absolutely buy into that. Now, we've also heard the saying, you can't take it with you, right? I mean, we know that. When you die, you don't take your money with you. So it doesn't matter how wealthy you are when your heart stops beating and your last breath comes out of your lungs. You're going to be buried like everybody else, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, all that good, happy stuff. So I guess you're leaving now your money to your family, who can then live selfishly like you've lived, and then you have a legacy that way. I'm wondering, and I'm guessing that's how it works. But at the end of the day, pal, when we take a look at the wealth that has been created over the last 30 years, it has to make you wonder. I mean, it really does have to make you wonder if this trickle-down supposedly works, which we know it doesn't. Again, I titled it Piddledon. If we're not creating jobs, then we're not creating income. And if we're not creating income, then people aren't shopping. If people aren't shopping, then businesses can't pay their bills. And if they can't pay their bills, they're going to close down. And, you know, the domino effect is in place. Now, today, as an example, I'm buying a new vehicle. All right. I can afford to do that right now. I've saved my money. I knew that I was going to be doing this. This was not a decision that was made in the last couple months. All right, this was something I'd planned to do for about 8 or 9 months now. So I finally saved enough money to put a down payment down on a new vehicle, and off I go. So that's one way to stimulate the economy, to actually buy something. I'm fortunate that I have a job. I have a decent job, in fact. Grateful for the job that I have. And, you know, I'm trying to save a little bit of my money and also trying to spend some of my money. But I'm not wealthy, so I don't know what it's like not to have to worry about money. I have to worry about money every month like everybody else. Most other people do anyway. Those that are critical of what's happening in our government right now are critical for a variety of reasons. If you're a conservative, even if you're not doing well, and it goes back to the Bill Maher audio that you played yesterday, Jeff, where he can understand the 1%, he can't, you know, somebody needs to explain to him the other 49%, which makes sense. I don't get why people vote Republican. Now, I know that there are a couple core issues. One of them is abortion. That's that's a core issue. And if you are adamantly opposed to abortion, then I understand why you might not vote Democrat. You know, another one is the gay marriage issue, because, again, a lot of conservative people just can't fathom gay marriage in any way, shape, or form, and Democrats are much more friendly to gay marriage than Republicans are. There's no question. But these are issues of morality. They're not really issues of fiscal sanity in any way, in any way at all. And so I don't know why people vote Republican, because oftentimes they are voting against their best interest. There is one other factor, and that is Republicans supposedly believe in smaller government. But, Jeff, who doesn't want less government, right? I mean, I want less government, don't you?
Sure.
Okay, so, but we're not Republicans. I mean, we don't need more government. In fact, it was Republican Governor George W. Bush that created the largest government this nation has ever seen, which is, by the way, how the Tea Party was formed, was over their dissatisfaction with Republican George W. Bush. They were profoundly disappointed with him. You know, and oddly, if we take a look at the Tea Party and the way they were formed and the things that they believe in, if they weren't so radicalized, you know, they might actually be a legitimate third party, but they are radicalized. They're very, very conservative. You know, some call them constitutionalists. I don't buy it in that strict sense. I mean, the Constitution, like the Bible, is open to interpretation, which is why we have courts, which is why we have a Supreme Court, because we do interpret it differently. But this idea, you know, that we, you know, we're never all going to see everything the same way. But, you know, again, that we do agree on more things than we disagree on. So it takes us back to, you know, this idea that we just fundamentally need to create a division in politics. Now, this is the way, and again, I'm going to go back to the Betty Ford eulogy that Cokie Roberts delivered yesterday late in the afternoon, where she said that the former first lady didn't think that she didn't think that politics had to be as acrimonious as they are right now, but they are. And is it going to get any better? That's the question. Is it going to get any better? And the answer to that is no, it's not.
But, you know, there was a time where it wasn't always like this in Washington, D.C. You know, sometime we need to get John Dingell on this show and just talk about what it used to be like to be a member of Congress. Because, yes, there were disagreements. There were hearty disagreements. But at the end of the day, these men and these women would get together. They might bend their elbows, drink a little alcohol, work this stuff out in the bar after work, and the next day they'd go back to work. But not anymore. That doesn't happen. There is no interest amongst Republicans and Democrats to get along. And I would like to tell you, and I can't, I would like to tell you that the Democrats are willing to reach out, to cross that aisle, to say, yes, I will be the better person. I will be the bigger person here. But I'm not so sure that is true any longer. But I don't know that I can fault them at the same time. And I know it sounds like I'm being hypocritical. I'm not. I'm being pragmatic. You can't always give in because, you know, eventually you'll be made the fool. And unfortunately, I think the Democrats have from time to time been made the fool by the Republican Party, who takes advantage of the good nature of good Democrats. They really do that.
Well, just like in the labor radio thing that we play at the bottom of the hour, they said the firefighters were taking their political dollars and holding on to them because they were displeased with the Democrats and the fact that they're always willing to compromise.
Well, you know, here's, you know, and as you know, I'm trying to get Richard Trumka on, who is the president of the national AFL-CIO, the international AFL-CIO. And the reason I want to get him on is he's been delivering this pretty strong pro-labor, anti-government message now for a few months. And, Jeff, what I like about his message, listen, we understand that labor is critical to the political, the economic political engine. We know that labor provides a lot of Democrats with a lot of money. There's no question that's true. It's not a secret. We're not trying to hide anything. It's there, right? But I do think that they need to be very, very discretionary in who they endorse from this point forward. And I would like to see them take that money, which are, by the way, union dues. That's where that money comes from union dues, workers' hard-earned cash. And instead of giving it to a candidate, going in and organizing in a community or providing that money to a social cause, which they have every right to do, which they do. Labor is a huge supporter of social causes. A huge supporter of local causes. So, yeah, absolutely, Jeff. They need to hold on to that money, pal. They really do need to hold on to that money. And I think that the way it should work is pretty simple. If you support our causes, that means once you're elected, then we'll be willing to support you. But you need to prove it first. I think that's the only good way to do it. All right, a quick break here. When we come back, well, we've got a great guest. Mike Huntington will be with us, Dr. Mike Huntington, so we'll get to that. MadAsHellDoctors.com is the website. We're going to tell you what that's all about on the other side of this. I'm Tony Trupiano. Thanks for being with us on First Shift today. We'll take that break and be right back.
Michigan News Talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
I love bagels.
Who doesn't? But finding a really good, genuine bagel used to be so hard.
Till now.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels is bringing true bagels back to Detroit. Head over to
www.savethebagels.com.
Then donate and try some bagels today. Traditional bagels such as poppy seed and plain. Small batch bagels like rosemary and dried cherry chocolate. They have it all at www.savethebagels.com.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels, the start of something locally delicious.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. He always has such beautiful fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow, it's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Recently on First Shift.
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. You took the wind out of my sails when you said it about being sold a bill of goods and us having to vote. They want to destroy public education. They want to destroy unions. They want to destroy everything that this country fought for. This is the result of us not voting back in November.
You know, folks, Norm just said it perfectly. In fact, Jeff, if we can try to make a promo on what Norm just said about this is from not voting.
First
on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you on this Wednesday program. Well, you know, we've been talking about this all morning. MadAsHellDoctors.com. Any of you that listen to 1310 WDTW on a regular basis have been hearing commercials about MadAsHellDoctors.com. Well, joining me now is Dr. Mike Huntington. He is an oncologist from Oregon, and he is one of those doctors that is mad as hell, and we're now going to find out what the hell he's mad as hell about. Dr. Huntington, or Mad as Hell Mike, as they know you, how are you today?
Very good. Thanks, Tony.
Appreciate you getting up early with us here on First Shift. Now, let's talk a little bit about what madashelldoctors.com is all about.
We are physicians who belong to Physicians for a National Health Program. We want improved Medicare for all. We're mad as hell because our health care system is anti-American.
Well, that's putting it succinctly. Now, when you say it's anti-American, under what do you what basis do you say that for?
It's unfair. It's set up to exclude the middle class, the poor, and those who are likely to become ill. With our private health insurance system, if you're the CEO of the company, it's your fiduciary responsibility to exclude risk. That means excluding people who might get sick and cost you money. That's un-American.
No, I don't disagree with you. So you guys have been doing, in fact, one of my listeners, and let me find her email, because I've had quite a few since she sent it. You guys have been doing a national tour, and she said it did stop here in Detroit, and I can't find it real quick here, so I'll just get to what I remember about reading it, that you've done a national tour. The Mad as Hell Doctors have done a national tour to try to raise awareness of these issues. And she said, although the one in Detroit wasn't terribly well attended, there was a decent crowd there. She especially appreciated the message that you're delivering right now. I would imagine you're getting that everywhere you go.
Yes. You talk with anybody on the street, you'll find that either they or someone they know has been without health insurance, is suffering in one way or another, either physically or financially, and yet you don't hear these stories except in programs such as yours, because the media doesn't want these stories out and getting people upset and demonstrating in the streets as we should be.
Well, you know, I got an email from a young man yesterday, HIV positive, has found a clinic that has provided him free care, and he said excellent free care. He is doing quite well. Medicare is taking care of his prescription drugs, but he's now been told that our governor in Michigan, who is an anti-person, the guy just has an anti-person personality,
is looking to make such substantial cuts in the state program that he may lose his prescription coverage. $3,500 a month, Dr. Huntington, for his prescriptions. What does a young man like that do? Where does he turn?
He turns to us and you to get the word out. Many people are comfortable in their virtual or physical gated communities and aren't aware of the suffering that is put upon us by people who are thinking about profit and really unaware of the suffering that's going on.
Well, you know, again, it's beyond daunting. I think about, you know, I'm 50 years old, Dr. Mike. I'm starting to enter that time of life where healthcare really does matter to me. I think about my children. I think about my grandson and what we're giving to them. And this idea, I mean, first of all, healthcare should be a right in this country. We're the only industrialized nation that doesn't have a single-payer system. We already know that the system we have in place would work, which would be Medicare for all. So we do know that all this works, but it's become this political football that's too hot for some to touch. What can we do to change the conversation? Because we do need to change the conversation.
First of all, be willing, I think, to talk with each other. Family members who don't understand or feel that I've earned mine and that person over there who's smoking or eats too much, I shouldn't get free health care. Well, if we think about it, we pay for them even more. If we don't help those people get the health care, we need to write to our congresspeople. We need to send letters to the editor. We need to march in the streets, letting people know that this anti-American activity is going on. The Ryan plan right now is laughable if it weren't so sad. Giving people paper vouchers instead of health care is anti-American.
There's no question. In fact, that would ban access to health care, in my opinion.
It would. It would destroy the system, and they're saying, well, if you're older than 55, you won't suffer well. So this Medicare population becomes older and more ill and fewer people contributing to it. It becomes unsustainable. We need an improved, strengthened Medicare. Medicare is the solution. It's not the problem.
Well, again, you know, and I'm one of those people that believes that Medicare is probably the most successful government program ever created. And you stop and think, Dr. Mike, where we would be without it.
Oh, yeah. The elderly were the poorest segment of the population in 1964, and Medicare saved them not only from financial disasters, but improved their health. And we can do that for everybody. Right now we're spending a surcharge of 10 to 15% just on administration of this awful private health care system that we have. That's only part of the problem. The other is that we don't have a system of prioritizing care. We're doing five times the number of coronary stents in this country compared to other countries, and we have no better outcomes. And it's because we finance our healthcare system by doing these expensive procedures. It's not just in cardiology. It's in orthopedics, ophthalmology, and radiation oncology. We don't have a system. So we need a single-payer improved Medicare system that covers everybody, birth to death.
Yeah, and if people would just wake up to the reality that, you know, they hear the sensationalized stories of, you know, people waiting months or years for treatment in other countries, and it's just fundamentally a lie. It's a lie. I'm just being upfront about that, Dr. Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, there are individual cases. There are always going to be exceptions to any situation, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But in countries, we had a local columnist who wrote wonderfully of being in Sweden and getting sick there and having to go to the hospital and needing extensive care, and they charged her $3 for her 7-day stay, and that $3 was for using the telephone.
Yeah, the stories of waiting lines are the exception. In this country, 50 million people can't even get into a waiting line. And yet we hear about the few that have suffered because there are waiting lines in other countries. Every country has its problems in delivering health care. But at least those countries have ways of dealing with waiting lines. They can get more physicians. They have a much easier way of improving things. We sit here in our squalor and let people die.
All right, we are unfortunately out of time. MadAsHellDoctors.com, is that the best place to send my audience?
Yes, and please donate to the ask them to please donate to continuing these ads on the radio.
Well, you just did that. So, folks, please consider funding this ad campaign. We do have to take the break here. Dr. Mike Huntington, thanks so much for being with us. MadAsHellDoctors.com. A quick break for headlines at the top of the hour. Diane Cross with traffic and weather. We'll be back on the other side. Open lines after this.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, includes delays along M59 as you're trying to come in toward Rochester Road heading toward Crooks. Again, our construction zone from Crooks to Opdyke along 59, and many of those ramps are closed. And also with 75 and 59, some of those ramps are closed that we do need a lot of extra time to make our way through there this morning. Looks like we are seeing the backups, especially westbound, coming in again from about Rochester Road.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, our high 78. Tonight, though, we'll see mostly clear skies and we drop to 60 degrees. Tomorrow, more sun and a high of 82. Last check at Metro Airport, mostly cloudy conditions and 66 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Andy Rose. President Obama is upping the stakes in the debate over the debt limit. He tells CBS News he can't guarantee that Social Security benefits would be paid in a debt default situation.
This is not just a matter of Social Security checks. These are veterans' checks. These are folks on disability and their checks. There are about 70 million checks that go out.
Some Republicans say the White House is using scare tactics. They refuse to sign any deal that would involve a tax increase. Casey Anthony is set to be released on Sunday, and the jury appears to have no regrets about their verdict. Juror number 3, Jennifer Ford, says there were too many unanswered questions.
They had good, strong, circumstantial evidence, but at the end of the day, it was circumstantial, and there was not just one strong piece of evidence that said something definitively.
A private search firm is now suing Casey Anthony. They want to be paid back for the cost of searching for Kaylee based on Casey's false information. A gay rights group is taking on Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann. They say her husband's Christian counseling service encouraged people to stop being homosexual. Andrew Ramirez was a past client.
If I did this and worked his therapy program, you know, God could perform a miracle and I could no longer be gay.
Bachmann declined to talk about it yesterday on the campaign trail. A government task force says nuclear plants in the U.S. need to learn from the disaster in Japan that caused a meltdown there. The report says plants need to be able to operate on emergency power for longer than they do now. The U.S. team is in the semifinals of the Women's World Cup today in Germany. Pia Sundage is the head coach.
I think it's about to be patient and make the right decision out there.
Americans haven't won the title since the famous 1999 team that included Mia Hamm and Brandi Chastain. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change. It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Get the Works Fuel Saver package for $29.95 or less with $10 rebate, only at your Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts of oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Today I save $15 with my Plus Ups at Rite Aid.
I save $24 with my Plus Ups.
As a Rite Aid Wellness Plus member, you could enjoy average savings of over $100 in Plus Up rewards every week. Just buy select products today and get rewards for even more savings tomorrow. It's like savings on top of your savings with Plus Ups.
I saved $63 this month.
That's the value of wellness. Enroll in Wellness Plus, free today, in-store or at RiteAid.com. Wellness Plus card requires certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid for details.
First it beat Sony at its own game, portable audio. Then it took on BlackBerry and other smartphone makers. Then it resurrected an all-but-dead tablet computer market. Now Apple is putting the entire retail world on notice. USA Today reports Apple has become the hottest retailer in the nation with no rival in sales growth. Thanks to apps and accessories as well as high-priced gadgets, Apple's own retail sales have increased 80% in the past year. Her name is on the channel, and now her name is on the door to the corner office. Oprah Winfrey is the new CEO of OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. The struggling channel had fired its first CEO after 4 months due to low ratings. The replacement CEO was never permanently named to the job. Following back-to-back stock sell-offs all over the world to begin the week, markets have turned their fortunes around. Asian markets higher today, European markets holding near break-even, S&P futures rising 7 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Somewhere in America, a train rumbles through the night, past cities big and small. It carries a 150-foot blade for a wind turbine that will generate renewable energy for places along the way. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Named best in our business sector by the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for 2010. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change. It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package for $29.95 or less with $10 rebate, only at your Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts of oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Today I save $15 with my Plus Ups at Rite Aid.
I save $24 with my Plus Ups.
As a Rite Aid Wellness Plus member, you could enjoy average savings of over $100 in Plus Up rewards every week. Just buy select products today and get rewards for even more savings tomorrow. It's like savings on top of your savings with Plus Ups.
I saved $63 this month.
That's the value of wellness. Enroll in Wellness Plus, free today, in-store or at RiteAid.com. Wellness Plus card requires certain limitations. Apply. See your local Rite Aid for details.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it. I'm going to defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Thank you for punching in this morning, the third and final hour of First Shift on this Wednesday program, and happy to be with you as always. We're going to be open lines the entire hour, and so what is on my mind and what is on my agenda? Well, certainly the debt ceiling, health care we can talk about. We can talk about the American Postal Workers Union. They've got a new ad campaign out. We're going to talk a little bit about that in this hour, but whatever's on your mind is good for me. But before we go any further, we do have our song of the day. So, Jeff, if I could ask you to cue up what we need to cue up and go for it in regard to Senator Debbie Stabenow, who was with us in the last hour, her new battery initiative that would make Michigan the world headquarters for battery manufacturing. Well, we have this.
Todd the Intern's
Song of the Day.
Gasoline by Sea of Cowards. You know, I don't know where you find these groups, Todrick, but God bless you, buddy. God bless you. I'm so inspired by you. In fact, Todd, there's this small part of me that when I grow up, if I ever grow up, I want to be like you. And he says nothing. Devoid of conversation are you?
He's on the phone with someone.
Oh, that's right, he is. Well, that's also, Jeff, that's the awesome time to mess with him when he can't respond, isn't it?
That's what I always do.
Yeah, all right, good enough. Okay, well, we are going to go to the phones. We do have a lot to get to. We're going to play some audio in this hour, Senator Mitch McConnell and others. Just crazy, crazy, craziness. But let us turn our attention to Joe in Detroit, who's joining us here on First Shift. Joe, thanks for calling this morning. What's on your mind, buddy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, as usual, too much, right? But I don't know really where to start. Let's start with health care in the United States, or lack of health care. Now, I know it's like beating a dead horse, talk. My question, first it's a question and then an answer, I guess, at the same time. Why would people not want their families covered? Why would you not want your child who was born with some disease or other unable to get, you know, to be insured, which the as people like to say, the Obama health care plan would have done, you know, without overcharging you? Why should seniors, you know, have to give up food so they can go to the hospital, even with Medicare, you see, people on a fixed income? Then I'll shorten it to this. I have a friend. He had a triple bypass last year. Plus, he had some high blood pressure issues and kidney issues and so on. And the only reason he's alive today is that he lives in Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Thank you.
He was without any health insurance, without a job. This is a man who went from $150,000 a year or so to zero. He had nothing. But he's still alive because he lives in Canada, you know, which has universal health care. He would have been my late friend had he lived in the United States. I would have been telling you about my late friend.
You know, Joe, you're right.
For people who say, you know, who want to rail against universal health care, why does Sweden and Denmark, Canada, Great Britain, Germany, France, why do they all, you know, give their countrymen health care? That doesn't cost, it costs something. Yeah, you pay into it, but you don't have to worry about it. And well, we know greed. Greed is the key, right? Simply greed.
Well, you know, Joe, it goes back to, you know, the old moniker, three words, follow the money.
Well, that's it. There's a movie I would like to recommend. It's called The Rainmaker, and it deals with with health care. You know, Great Benefit Life, Matt Damon. I watch it every time it's on, because there's a line that where my man says, you know, great benefit is like a bad slot machine that never pays off. You know? But that was Danny DeVito, by the way. And then I have a question, and then I'll listen. My question is, where's the Democratic headquarters located in the city of Detroit or Wayne County where someone like me, who might have a little time to contribute, to help candidates and so on, and talk over strategy?
Well, you would want the 14th District Democratic Party is what you would want. They don't have a central location, but the 14th – I mean, tell them the Democratic Party doesn't, but the 14th – definitively has a building, and let me, I have their address here somewhere, so if you'll bear with me, Joe, I'll try to find it. Well, listen, I will, and I'll make sure I get that information out. Here it is, the 14th District Democratic Office. Let me give you their address. It's at 20225 Livernois, and they're on the corner of Livernois and Norfolk.
Okay.
And that's the 14th District Democratic Office. They're more than happy to have you stop by. You can find them also on online, but they'd be happy to have you come by and volunteer. They're always looking for volunteers. And I appreciate the call, Joe. I truly do. Healthcare
okay,
is an
you.
Important issue. You bet, Joe. Healthcare is an important issue. It is a right. And anybody that's had to deal with health issues understands how expensive it can get. And you realize that, you know, 60 to 70% of all bankruptcies in the United States are as a result of medical debt. John Conyers, our congressman, remind me, Jeff, today, later on today when I get back, to get a hold of Congressman Conyers and get him on the show to talk about single-payer health care. He has had a proposal out there for years now. Years, folks, years, for single-payer health care. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Tony and Macomb. Tony, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony. I'm your conservative friend.
Yes.
I think it's just a habit, I think, of talking to you.
That's okay.
I could say many things about healthcare because I am a healthcare finance professional, but I'll just keep it focused on the drug costs. The first thing I want to say, 2 points. One is in August of 2009, in Great Britain, which, is, as you know, is a single-payer health system. People do not pay anything out of pocket. About 30 days prior to August, a number of folks received a letter from their government saying that they will be taking off their expensive oncology drugs. Those people had 30 days, and the reason for that is they couldn't the government could not afford it anymore. So second point is the physician guest that you had talked about a $3,500 a month pharmaceutical that a patient was taking. Number one, he just needs to be thankful that a company invested enough to invent the drug that's saving his life.
No, he is grateful for that. I assure you, Tony, he is grateful for that.
Okay, but then we need to think about how do we come about these with these life-saving drugs. You have to entice investors to invest their money into a high-risk investment. Inventing drugs is very high risk, so you need a good return. Otherwise, people will put their money elsewhere. And then who will invent these drugs? If you do a study, you will find that all inventions in the past 30, 40 years, most of them come from the United States. Great Britain and Canada are not creating advanced medical technology because there's no money in it. So who is going to make those investments when the government is a single payer and there's no money in the budget?
Well, it sounds to me like the American taxpayers, well, then maybe not the American taxpayers, but, you know, Tony, obviously the advancements, and we know that especially in the pharmaceutical industry, you know, the advancements in drugs and in drug manufacturing has been phenomenal in the last three decades and beyond, and I understand what you're saying. I want to ask you a question, Tony, that's kind of separate from this but not separate from this, and then I'll come back to your main point, I promise. The state of Michigan, okay. The state of Michigan recently announced that they were going to be using less expensive generic drugs in our prison system. There is I just read this briefly yesterday. It wasn't a large article, but they basically said that there's a, you know, the prisoners are considering, and I don't know how they do that, a class action lawsuit against the state saying that it's unfair of them to impose cheaper prescription drugs on them because they don't have a choice. They have to take what the state gives them. Is there, Tony, that big a difference between a brand name and a generic drug as far as effectiveness?
You know, I'm not an expert in the pharmacology formularies, but my understanding is no. So they'd get the equivalent, impact and benefit from the generic. But I would say, since healthcare is a right, as you state, that the prisoners deserve any drug that they choose, because healthcare is a right.
I do. Do you agree that healthcare is a right, Tony?
No, I do not.
You think it's a privilege?
I believe that creating the opportunity for everyone to provide for the health care is the right, and there are many ways to do it. I actually spoke to Congressman Sander Levin right before the health care reform was passed, and I handed him an alternative to health reform where it would make it affordable for everyone, and I know he ended up just ripping it up and throwing it in the garbage.
Well, so. I'd be interested in seeing that, Tony, because I'm looking for a solution. I do, Tony, and I'm sure you do as well. You sound like a very reasonable man. I've got to think that you're concerned about those that really, there are people that can't afford health care. I mean, let's be honest about that. There are people that can't afford it.
Absolutely. And I work in health care, so I agree with that. And I'm for finding a solution. I just don't think single payer and giving it to the government is the solution, because there's going to come a point where the limited resources of the government are going to come into play, just as we're seeing right now.
In Britain.
And then who's going to decide who doesn't get what health care? Now you're going to have the government deciding which services are covered, which are not.
Well, nobody said this was, Tony, nobody said this was an easy problem to solve, that's for sure. We just have to get to the break. Tony, I do appreciate your call. Thank you. Thank you so much for ringing us up this morning. Again, folks, this is not, this is not something that is easily resolved. And so the dialogue's critical. So we're open lines this hour. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the debt ceiling limit? Do you want to talk about the fake negotiations that are going on? Do you want to talk about health care? Whatever's on your mind, we are open lines. 888-552-3595. Write it down, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. We'll take the break here on 1310 WDTW and be right back.
First Chip with Tony Triano.
Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes an earlier accident on the Reuther westbound 696 near Greenfield. Looks like that's trying to clear, and that has just added to the delays for those coming in. We see the heavier traffic from Mound to DeQuinder 75 out to Coolidge, and then throw in this accident, we've seen extra slow traffic. Also, 94 east before Michigan Avenue, the Dearborn crossing, an earlier ladder in the right lane. Looks like that's been taken care of.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 78. Tonight, though, clear, a low of 60. Tomorrow, more sun and a high of 82. Right now, Metro Airport, it's partly cloudy and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Recently on First Shift,
NBA veteran and former star of the Michigan Fab Five, Jalen Rose.
There's no way we can help turn around the fate of our great city if we're not educating our youth. Now, you know what those numbers will do. They'll increase the crime rate. They will increase the poverty rate. They'll increase the migration rate of families who now feel like they need to move out of the Detroit area to really find quality schools and opportunity and jobs for their families.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano
on 1310
WDTW.
I love bagels.
Who doesn't? But finding a really good, genuine bagel used to be so hard.
Till now.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels is bringing true bagels back to Detroit. Head over to
www.savethebagels.com.
Then donate and try some bagels today. Traditional bagels such as poppy seed and plain. Small batch bagels like rosemary and dried cherry chocolate. They have it all at www.savethebagels.com.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels. The start of something locally delicious.
Don't let gas prices slow down your summer fun. Get 5% cash back when you fill up and use your Discover card. Limitations apply. Learn more details and sign up at discover.com. It pays to get more. It pays to Discover.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet. Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Welcome back. We are open lines in this hour, and we do have a lot to get to, and we are going to get back to the phones here in just a moment. In just a few moments, we're going to play a commercial from the American Postal Workers Union. That is in conjunction with our poll question of the day, and we're going to get to that in just a few moments. But I think many of you are going to be surprised, although a lot of you guessed the right answer to the poll question, which is how much tax dollars support the U.S. Postal Service. Most of you got it right. I think a lot of you are going to be surprised by what that number really is. But before we get to that, Want to remind you our number, 888-552-3595, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org, and our next caller is Bo in Detroit. Bo, welcome aboard for Shift. Thanks for punching in. What do you have on your mind today?
How you doing, Tony?
Good,
okay?
Thank you. I'm doing well, Bo. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah. Talk to you. It's nice to talk to you again. Anyway, I had a couple of comments. One is about the single-payer health care. I don't know if you're familiar with the situation in Cuba, but, you know, they seem to do quite well with their health care system in Cuba, producing way more doctors per capita and, you know, taking the profit. I don't know why the profit motive is so important when it comes to health care. To me, that seems kind of wrong, you know.
Right.
It doesn't seem right, you know. Even I think that, you know, Americans are innovative enough that we would still do well with these great advances in medicine without the profit motive being involved. And if that's the only reason people are involved with it, I think that's kind of a shame. You know, that they're only concerned about people's health if they can make some money off of it. That just doesn't seem right to me. Anyway. But and one more comment is I don't know if you know or not, but they're having a conference on the 28th of July with the National Conference of Black Lawyers concerning the EM law.
Oh, really?
At Phyllis at Chapel on July 28th, yeah, at 5:30. There's going to be several people there involved with that. You know, John Conyers, attorney Chukwuma Lumumba. There's going to be several people involved with that. I'll have more detail for you. I'm going to put it on the Facebook page.
No, absolutely. That'd be great, Bo.
And let you know about that because you might want to attend, you know, something like that.
Absolutely. You know, but, no, I appreciate you making me aware of that. And I again, I want to thank you for calling the show again. And thanks for weighing in on single payer and giving us that information. All right, folks, so it's real simple. The question we asked was this. How much U.S. taxpayer dollars go to support the United States Postal Service? So, Jeff, if you would, play the commercial that is going to be, this is a television commercial, that it's going to be running nationally starting immediately. So go ahead.
Members of the American Postal Workers Union handle more than 165 billion letters and packages a year. That's about 34 million pounds of mail every day. Ever wonder what this costs you as a taxpayer? Millions? Tens of millions? Hundreds of millions? Not a single cent. The United States Postal Service doesn't run on your tax dollars. It's funded solely by stamps and postage. Brought to you by the men and women of the American Postal Workers Union.
And, you know, there are so many people that think their tax dollars subsidize the salaries, the trucks, the personnel, the buildings, and it is just fundamentally not true. And the Postal Service, being a business, obviously has to deal with certain realities, electronic mail being one of them. I remember, you know, there was, of course, a time where, you know, if you weren't sending a letter, you know, faxing, of course, became another way to move information. But faxing was very expensive when a fax machine first came out, just not the cost of the machine itself, but the actual telephone charge was quite expensive. I remember when I owned a PR firm that I would have a telephone bill, and I'm not exaggerating now. My monthly telephone bill would be $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 or more a month. Can you fathom? Can you fathom? In a day where, you know, you've got unlimited long distance and local calling, you know, I used to pay, I mean, again, $1,400 or more a month. And that, of course, you know, faxing was not that inexpensive, but it was a quicker way to move information long before electronic mail or email, as you know it. And then email, of course, changed the way we move information in a significant way. And don't think that hasn't impacted the United States Postal Service, who work very, very hard. Now, it is still the preferred way that I send things. Not that there isn't value to the other courier services, because there is, UPS and FedEx and all the others. There are certainly, you know, the merits to them. I still prefer to use the U.S. Postal Service. Number one, it's convenient. It's much more convenient, you know, than some of these other services for me. It's still very affordable, even though the cost of a stamp continues to increase. And I'm one of those people that I don't pay every one of my bills online. Some of them I actually send a check. There's a reason I don't need to get into my philosophy on that. But I think so many of you are under the suspicion that your tax dollars supported the United States Postal Service, and they do not. Not a single penny of your tax dollars supports the United States Postal Service, and I just wanted to share that with you. That's all. And of course, I appreciate the support of the American Postal Workers Union and all the unions that are represented by postal workers across this great land, and of course the great state of Michigan and metropolitan Detroit, as they perform that service admirably. And what's their old saying, Jeff? It's neither rain nor sleet nor hail nor, I don't remember it all.
Snow or something?
Snow, well, yeah. Rain or sleet or hail or snow will keep me from you. Hell no. No, that's not it. Whatever it was, you know, they're always there. You know you're always going to get your mail. And isn't it funny how you know that? You expect that mail to be there. It's, you know, in it's always going to be there by a certain time. And if it's not there by a certain time, you go, oh, my God, where's the mail today? It happened. It's become it's such an automatic part of our life. But the reason that it is that way and the reason you've been conditioned that way is because they are so good at what they do. And you don't think twice about, you know, what it takes to get that drop to you on a daily basis. You really don't. And I'm not saying that doesn't make you a bad man or a bad woman. It's just one of those things that we've learned to expect, but we also need to appreciate.
Yeah, that's one of the things when you sent this to me yesterday, I didn't realize. I thought it was tax dollars that went into it. And I've always been one to, like, why aren't stamps just 25 cents? It's ridiculous. I liked it better when it was like a nice, you know, you could get four for a dollar kind of thing, you know?
I understand.
Now I don't think I'll complain anymore because I understand that the postage, you know, is there for a reason. It goes to make sure that it's not tax dollars that goes to the post office.
Right, and that is exactly the reason, is that they don't take tax dollars. And so when they're just selling stamps, and that's the way they support themselves, and that's their business model, that's their product, then, you know, it does give you, I think, Jeff, you're right, a different level of respect for what they do and what they've been able to accomplish. You want to talk about competition. How do you compete with email? Well, they've found a way to do it. And they truly have. And I'm telling you, and not, you know, I don't know if you look forward to getting your mail. I do. Not all the time, because, you know, a lot of times there are lots of
bills
and bad news. I mean, I do occasionally get some bad news, but don't you look forward to getting the mail knowing that it's coming?
Especially if it's a handwritten letter or something along those lines. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. So my hats off to postal workers everywhere, and thank you for the hard work you do. When we come back, we're going to talk debt ceiling a little bit. We are open lines in this hour, so feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. Tony Truppiano with you on First Shift. We'll take the break and be back on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes the delays on M59 between Crooks and Opdyke. That construction leaving only two lanes open. The exit ramp to Squirrel is closed. The ramps to North and Southbound 75 are closed off of M59. So we see some heavier traffic exiting at Opdyke for those trying to make their way around the detour.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 78. Tonight, though, clear, a low of 60. Tomorrow, more sun and a high of 82. Right now, Metro Airport, it's partly cloudy and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. On Social Security cuts, the labor movement is in a no-retreat, no-surrender mood. Labor is not happy about President Obama allowing Social Security cuts to be on the debt ceiling negotiating table. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says the Labor Federation is against any cuts to Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. SEIU President Mary Kay Henry says that Social Security hasn't added a single penny to our deficit and should be taken off the table.
AFSCME's legislative director, Chuck Loveless, says agreeing to any cuts in Social Security would be a huge political mistake for Democrats. Author Nancy Altman wrote The Battle for Social Security.
Social Security works. There's no reason it can't work well for the next 75 years and beyond. Without benefit cuts, without raising the retirement age, and without most workers having to contribute a penny more than they already are.
International Association of Firefighters President Harold Schaeferger is withholding his union's federal political money from politicians. Schaeferger says too often Democrats don't do nearly enough for working families.
They simply haven't, in my view, adequately performed on behalf of America's workers, America's middle class, and our labor movement. They have too often been willing to compromise, and we need our friends in Congress to be willing to fight harder for us.
Minnesota is on day 13 of a statewide shutdown that has most state workers not collecting a paycheck. Jesse Russell reports.
Some state employees, those dubbed essential, are still on the job and receiving pay. That includes corrections officers, police, and firefighters. Governor Mark Dayton and legislators could continue collecting checks if they wish. Instead, Dayton and a handful of legislators on both sides of the aisle have chosen to forego their pay. One of the programs deemed non-essential by a Ramsey County judge is one that helps the severely disabled find work. In that same ruling, the judge denied a request that would allow the state to continue issuing new nursing licenses.
United Auto Workers President Bob King is in talks with Volkswagen's World Works Council about organizing a new VW plant in Tennessee. At least 1,200 workers will make VW Passats at the new $1 billion plant. VW AG hasn't come to any agreement with the UAW, but VW's union in Germany and labor representatives sit on its board. UAW leaders say VW's union history makes the company more willing to talk with the UAW about representation in the U.S. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn saw state workers picket throughout the state on Tuesday protesting his decision to cancel raises. Quinn said he was forced to deny the raises for 30,000, which are in the workers' contracts, because the General Assembly didn't set aside money for the raises. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees launched the pickets at more than 70 sites in the state. The labor organization is suing the state for violating the union contract. This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you. Just got an email during the break that the Wyandotte Street Art Fair is going on this weekend. They're going to have a Fire Rick Snyder recall petition and EFM petition signing station at First and Elm. So if you're going down to the Wyandotte Street Fair, you can all weekend long can sign the petition there starting at 9 o'clock this morning, so in about 25 minutes. I am going to go to the phones. Again, just want to remind you, we're open lines this hour, so feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. I want to welcome Lee and Pontiac to the show. Lee, welcome to the show. Thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, Tony. I would like you to repeat the location in Westland, the day when you can sign a petition to fire Rick Snyder.
Absolutely. And Lee, you know, we should let this audience know you and I have been friends a long time, my friend.
Yeah. I remember when you had Tony's Conies on Oakland Avenue.
Absolutely. Lee's a good man.
I used to go there, yeah.
Yep, Lee's a good man. On Ann Arbor Trail and Merriman Road, today from noon until 6 p.m.
Oh, it is today. Okay.
It is today from noon until 6 p.m.
Okay, good. And I would like, if you could, as you find out, I had to go on the internet yesterday to find out. Today I'm going to the address is 91 North Saginaw Street in Pontiac to sign a petition. They're going to be taking signatures until July 29th.
All right. You know, again, there's all over. And Lee, thank you for the call. Let me give you a couple other locations, folks, because we're on the topic. The Food Center at Joy and Greenfield in Detroit, Monday through Friday from 3 to 5, and these are for the recall petitions. The Glory Market at 7 Mile and Telegraph, Mondays only from 12 to 3. And then at the 14th District Democratic Office, which is at 2225 Livernois at Norfolk, and it's going to be next Monday and the following Monday, so the 18th and the 25th from 3 to 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And so that's my update. I just gave you the Westland one, the Wyandotte one, and the three Detroit locations. And as I have more, I'm happy to share them with you. No question that is true. And lots of momentum. I am seeing a lot of momentum. And, you know, part of tonight I'm going to go speak at the St. Clair County Democratic Club. It's at the Teamsters Temple in Port Huron on Water Street. If you're in the area and you'd like to stop by, I'm sure they'd like to meet some new friends. If you're going to be in the area and you're a member of the group and had not yet decided to go there, don't let my speaking there stop you. Come along anyway. I know that there's a dinner at 6 o'clock, and then I'm scheduled to speak about 7, and then I'm happy to answer questions after that, and then I'm going to scoot out of there because I get up way too early in the morning. You know, Jeff, we were talking earlier in the show last night to Michael Gerson, who's an executive here at Clear Channel. He and his girlfriend took my wife and I out to dinner to a wonderful restaurant, open just a month today, by the way, in downtown Detroit in the CompuWare building called Texas Day Brazil, which is an amazing experience. It is an amazing culinary experience. So save your allowance money and go there.
Me?
Yeah. Oh, me?
Well, allowance money. I didn't know if you were talking to me or if I should wake Todd up for that.
I'm just saying, I do buy you guys breakfast every Friday.
That's true.
You know, maybe we'll, skip a week and go buy dinner. I'm telling you, it was an amazing culinary experience. And
wow.
You guys, and the two of you can eat, and it's all you can eat. I don't remember, because Michael was kind enough to buy dinner last night, so I don't know what it cost, to be honest with you. But they have this, they have this amazing appetizer bar. They call it a salad bar, but it's got everything from smoked cheeses to hard cheeses to salami to fresh vegetables, every fresh vegetable you can imagine. They had, this goat cheese apricot mix that was nirvana. It was nirvana. They've got fresh breads and baguettes. They bring you fresh bread to the table. They carry around all this wonderful meat on skewers that they slice off right at your table. And it's fresh and hot and delicious and flavorful. I mean, it's an amazing experience. So, folks, if you this is in the heart of the city of Detroit, a real gem. And so if you haven't been there yet, go. I mean, you really need to go and check it out because it is delicious. Jeff, I'm telling you, you would, I had some of the beef, I had some of the chicken and some of the pork. They also had, they had different kinds of that stuff too. They also had lamb, which I was too full to have any of, which I wanted. In fact, I would like to go. My wife and I were talking on the way home last night. I'd like to go like 20 times because you could literally have 20 different experiences. It's that diverse.
Sounds like a good place to go.
It is an awesome place to go. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Again, I want to remind you, our toll-free number, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Larry to the show. Larry, thanks for punching in with us on First Shift this morning. What's on your mind?
Morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I just wanted to thank you for playing the audio portion of the American Postal Workers Union ad that's going out to the American public.
Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. And I also wanted to bring you and your listeners some updates on some House resolutions that's about to be introduced by Daryl Issa and Dennis Ross from Florida.
All right, and this is obviously in Congress.
In Congress, yep. There's a couple of bills that, I don't know if you know these two gentlemen, they're basically taking their sights at the Postal Service and the employees, and they're trying to pass some legislation currently. It's H.R. 2309 that will basically do nothing to correct the problems with the Postal Service. Some of the major problems with the Postal Service now are the overfunding that they've been mandated to put into their future employees' health care and retirement, which we've overfunded by billions of dollars. And the Postal Service, the GAO, and they all agree that we've done that. But Congress refuses to do anything at this point, at least the Republican Congress, to correct it. it's incredible. It's just incredible.
Unfortunately, it's not incredible, Larry, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
well, part of this bill, they want to empower a board to basically do what they've done in Wisconsin and across the country, to unilaterally cut our wages, abolish benefits, and end some of our protections. which is ludicrous to me. You know, don't two people sit across the table when negotiations are made? And, you know, everybody has to keep up their end of the bargain. And when hard times come, I know unions lately have made some hard decisions for their, on behalf of their members to keep things going, but they just want to ram this stuff down our throats. And this ESA guy, he's a dangerous guy.
Yeah, he really is a dangerous guy, Larry. You're 100% correct.
Now, on the other hand, there's a House Resolution 1351 that's been introduced by Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts that would allow the Postal Service to use the billions of dollars in pension overpayments to meet its financial obligations, including the congressional mandate to pre-fund the health care benefits for our future retirees. It would also leave the collective bargaining rights intact and make no changes to the wages or benefits. But we're encouraging not only you, but the listeners of your show to call the representatives and support this 1351 and squash this 2309 if we can.
Well, you know, do we know if any of the Michigan members of the delegation are supporting H.R. 1351, if they have signed on maybe as a co-sponsor?
They are. Gary Peters is a co-sponsor of several of our, I think most.
Well, let's try to, we'll try to get one of these folks on so that we can have a greater discussion about this and really give it its due, because you're right. I mean, you know, it's almost like, again, this goes back to my conversation about following the money, Larry. You know, it's almost like postal workers are being penalized for being such visionaries and protecting themselves so well.
Oh, they are.
And this is just...
And, yeah, I look across the country. You were talking about Minnesota a few minutes ago, Dayton. I'm getting ready to go to Minnesota tomorrow for a few days to go fishing. And before last week, a friend of mine said, hey, you better get that fishing license online because Minnesota's getting ready to shut down. And I went online, and hours later they did. And I said, so what was it about in Minnesota? And they said, a few dollars for the extremely wealthy and extra taxes.
And thank God,
you know, Governor Dayton wasn't about to move on that. And I hope he keeps his ground. He stands his ground.
Well, what is it, 13 days now?
Yes, 13 days.
Well, you know, listen, this is ridiculous. And at some point, and again, Larry, it's about following the money.
It is.
It is all about following the money. Anyway, I mean, I was happy to run that ad. You know, Roscoe Wood sent it to me.
He certainly did.
And just loved getting it and thought, you know, I just wonder how many people have no idea that their tax dollars have absolutely nothing to do with the great work that the men and women that service us on a daily basis do. So I just wanted to make clear. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised the majority of people on the Facebook poll, the vast majority, 99%, knew that there were no tax dollars, but it's nice to just point that out, because I just want
to
know.
Yeah, that's something of late, because most people for many years always thought that, you know, your tax dollars are paying for that, and it's like, no. And it's a message we've obviously successfully gotten out to the general public. But if the general public wants the post office to survive the way you know it now, because if the Postal Service, God forbid, they get privatized in the future, you won't have what they call universal service, where you can put a stamp on there and you can send it from here to Hawaii. You'd be charged by zones. And if you live in rural America, let me tell you something. The chances of you getting your mail for any kind of reasonable cost will probably be slim and none.
You're 100% right there.
The private sector takes it over.
Well, you know, Larry, and I don't know if you heard what I was saying earlier, but in light of the competition that the Postal Service has, the Postal Service has responded admirably. I mean, you know, and they should be getting awards for the way they've responded to the competition, actually the threat to them.
They have.
I'm assuming you're a postal worker. I guess I've not asked you that question.
I am.
Okay. I didn't ask you that question. But anyway, we got to get to the break, Larry. I want to thank you so much for your call. I'm glad that you called. We're going to see if we can get somebody on HR 1351, a member of Congress, to get on the show and talk about that. So thanks so much. Stephanie, you are up next, so stay where you're at. I promise we'll come to you right after the break. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We are the state's only truly progressive talk show. Remember that. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org.
That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at MyGreatKid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. They participate in McDonald's.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Tony Trupiano. We're going to get ready to wrap up this Wednesday show. Again, I will be out in Port Huron tonight at the Teamsters Temple to speak to the St. Clair County Democratic Club. I think they're going to have a nice crowd out there tonight. Doesn't matter. I'm there. Yeah, it's a little far from home, but, you know, I love Port Huron. I haven't been there in years. And if I have a good enough day, I may even go out a little early. But we'll see how it happens and just kind of, you know, drive around town a little bit. Haven't been there in a long time. And it's cool. And I'm helping. What's that?
It's very cool. In fact, they have some nice golf courses out there.
And you, the golfer that you are, of course, I had to give up golfing because of my bum elbow. But, yeah, it's a cool community. Again, I haven't been there in years, and I really do love that part of the state. I just don't get out that way very much. So, you know, I'm going to drive my new truck out there today.
Ooh, you're so proud of the truck.
Who doesn't get excited to get a new vehicle? No. Plus, I'm stimulating the economy this way.
Buy an American?
I'm always going to buy American, smart aleck. So I just, for those of you that weren't listening earlier, I told Jeff, you know, yesterday, hey, I went and picked out my new truck, and he goes, oh, Nissan dealership, which one? Toyota, huh? Which I wouldn't do in a million years. But, I'm excited about the new truck. Absolutely. We need to go to the phones. Why'd you do this? Now, see, I feel bad we left Stephanie on hold all this time. That's not right. Stephanie, welcome to First Shift. Sorry that we left you on hold like that. I just want you to know we love you.
Oh, thank you. No problem. I was calling in because I was driving to work and listening to your callers talk about national health care, single payer versus what we have now, their concerns about health care rationing. And I just wanted to share that I am the mother of a little boy who just got a kidney transplant in February. And before that, he was on dialysis for 3 years.
No, my.
And anybody that, Yeah, and anybody that thinks that we don't ration health care here is really just lucky enough to be healthy and not experience it yet. But it's not something that happens somewhere else, and our system is so perfect. We had to fight with our insurance companies to pay for the dialysis. We have to fight for his medications. His durable medical goods, before you even buy a single pill, cost $1,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. And they really do, every step of the way, make decisions about what you are and are not allowed to have. Your private insurance company is only obligated under law to pay for dialysis for the first 30 months. After that, you go on Medicare. So, I mean, it's not like keeping private insurance is going to make sure that none of the problems that single-payer systems have is going to happen, because that's a form of rationing right there. With his Medicare, we were just told that his name-brand anti-rejection meds he wouldn't be allowed to have anymore. We have to go to the generic, which is fine with me. But again, that's a form of rationing. So when these people are saying we can't possibly consider universal health care because doing so would limit our choices are already limited now. They just don't have to experience it yet.
Well, you know, one of the things, Stephanie, I love about this show is collectively we are much smarter than I am individually, because I just learned a whole lot by listening to you. I can't know everything. And so, first of all, I want to thank you for sharing your story. Secondly, how's your little guy doing?
He's doing amazingly. When he first was diagnosed with kidney failure, we were told that he was failure to thrive. And I looked at them and I said, I didn't know an 8-year-old could have that. I thought that was the point of failure to thrive. You didn't live to be 8. And so that was how we started. And now since February with his transplant, he's grown 3 inches and gained 20 pounds. I mean, it's night and day.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's doing wonderfully, but it was a really hard road to get there.
Well, and again, it was mostly, I would think, because of your commitment and love for him that got him the care that he needed. Because as I'm listening to you, and what I'm hearing you saying is that you had to fight for what you thought would be a right.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a social worker. My husband's in the military. We understand what America's supposed to be about. We understand what basic needs in America are supposed to be, and neither one of us are the kind that are going to say, oh, you told us our son can't have that? Okay, thanks. We'll go die now. No, we have fought every step of the way to make sure that his medical needs are met. But people seem to think that that's something that would only have to happen under single payer or under universal.
Well,
that's not true. It happens in America every day.
And Stephanie, I'm going to assume you have health insurance, but you're still out of pocket considerable money every month.
Absolutely, and a part of that is because private health insurance is not required to pay for his care beyond the first 30 months. After that, he had to go on Medicare.
Wow, this is just wrong. You see, this is exactly why we need single payer, and this solves that problem, because ultimately, it's about the individual health of that. And it doesn't matter that he's a child, Stephanie. I mean, it does, but you understand my point. This is about somebody's life here.
And I also think it's really important that your listeners know that it is possible to be too poor to live. And I say that because when they put my son on the transplant list and we were reading all the paperwork and initialing everything that we have to initial, saying, I acknowledge this and I acknowledge that, one of the things in there is that one of the factors that makes you eligible to be put on the transplant list is your ability to afford the anti-rejection meds after transplant. If they don't think that you can afford to maintain that organ, they're not going to give it to you. Which means that if you're not insured, if you're underinsured, if you have employment issues, there are a myriad of ways in which you can basically be told you're too poor for this transplant, so you're not eligible.
Well, Stephanie,
it's possible in America to be too poor to live.
Again, I think that you've educated a lot of people today, and I want to tell you I appreciate that. I want you to also know that my thoughts and prayers are with you and your family, and I honor, you know, what you have done, and I'm so grateful that you are the loving, caring mother that you are. That's just amazing. So thanks so much for calling the show this morning. You see, folks, you know, and let me go back to the caller, Tony. You know, Tony, I'm open to what you were saying. I'm absolutely open to that. But we also look at stories like Stephanie's, and this is not, hers isn't the exception to the rule, by the way. Anybody that's involved in a transplant, understands what Stephanie had to say. And there are lots of you out there. This is, you know, this is not a new phenomenon. And anybody that has had to deal with a critical health issue understands what Stephanie's talking about.
Isn't that the sad part, though? Is that nobody seems to, you don't mind or you don't care as much until it affects you personally, and then it's like, okay, now I realize why this is important.
Well, that's part of the reason, you know, obviously you know this, Jeff, that's part of the reason why we tackle the issues that we tackle on this show. You know, ultimately, we're hoping anyway that, you know, we can start to change not just the conversation, but the policy. But it starts with the conversation, so we're doing that. But we'd like to, you know, we'd like to think we can influence policy as the show grows. Because if we ask people to reach out to their electeds or to write letters to the editor or show up at something, if enough people do, Jeff, maybe we can just do something more than just change a conversation. Maybe we can actually change the law, change the policy. Ultimately, that's what needs to be done. You are going through your own personal healthcare crisis right now. You know, just you had a slip disc, and it's going to cost you thousands of dollars out of pocket just because you had to end up in the emergency room one night. That's just not fair. It's just not fair. We're out of time for today, folks. I want to thank all of you for being with us. Tomorrow, a visit with Planned Parenthood and a lot other stuff to get to. So you're going to want to stay with us. Again, off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. That'll do it for us today. For Todd and Jeff, I'm Tony Truppiano, and as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our last look at the roadways. Looks like eastbound drivers are dealing with that sunshine being a bit of a problem. We've got heavy traffic coming in 96 east, the stretch especially from Wixom into 275. Then as you try to go east on the Reuther, it's been heavy from almost 275 out toward about Telegraph. Westbound Reuther heavy from 75 in toward Coolidge. And, of course, 75 south, at least 12 mile down to about 8 mile, heavy and slow going.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, a high near 78. Tonight, though, clear, a low of 60. Tomorrow, more sun and a high of 82. Right now, Metro Airport, it's partly cloudy and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.